Pacific Coast League's Western Division. They have a 2.5 game lead on Reno. Salt Lake is 7.5 out. Tacoma's 11 back. Sacramento 11.5 out. In the Pacific Coast League Eastern Division, the Oklahoma City Dodgers lead El Paso by 4, Round Rock by 7, Albuquerque by 10, Sugar Land by 14. Colin Wiles, righty from Kansas, will take the mound tonight for Las Vegas, trying to even up his record. He got a good six-inning performance in his last start in El Paso to get his fourth win against five losses. There's 6.43 ERA. Wiles will be opposed tonight by right-hitter Riley Smith, who is 2-1 with a 5.59 ERA. Jack Cushing, who got hit hard in his AAA debut in El Paso, but turned around with five very good innings, getting a lot of swings and misses, even though he only throws 90 miles an hour, to get his first AAA win here in the opener Tuesday night. Jack Wiles, who went to Georgetown and got roots in the Texas area, he's my guest in the pregame show. That chat coming up right after this.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
In a world where dinosaurs roam freely, Carl's Jr. is introducing one of its meatiest menus yet. Now presenting your Jurassic-sized bite. Slow-cooked sliced prime rib and tangy amber barbecue sauce on a burrito or thick burger you can really sink your teeth into. If a raptor doesn't sink its teeth into it first, bite into the new Primal Angus Thick Burger and Primal Breakfast Burrito now at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. See Jurassic World Dominion now in theaters. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Primal Burrito is available during regular breakfast hours. Price and participation may vary. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. As expected, our housing market is shifting. With inventory increasing and interest rates rising, our market will stabilize at best. If you're planning on selling your home, I will plan on sooner than later. We have sold over 6,000 homes in the past 27 years and have the number one real estate brand,
the real estate guy,
giving all our sellers a cash advance and doing all repairs to get you top dollar. And for all buyers, our lenders will beat any interest rate from any other mortgage company, giving you, the buyer, a lower payment along with saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. So call the real estate guy today to sell it fast and get the most cash. 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Series the other day, and what was... Visiting with Las Vegas Aviator pitcher Jack Cushing. Jack, let's discuss your victory in game one of the series the other day and what was working best for you.
Yes, sir. So I just wanted to get in there and establish a fastball because the start before I didn't have it. And with who I am, it all stems off fastball command. So I went in there and established the fastball in and out, up and down, and then everything after that just took care of itself. Had a great defense behind me, per usual. And then the bats were hot, so got us a couple runs and win the game there.
What was it that was able to allow you to effectively deal with the disappointment of that first start?
Just another opportunity, man. I mean, each week and each start is a different game. So just going back there and just trusting myself because I made it this far because of, you know, my ability. So just going back to trusting myself and just establishing, like I said, fastball for me, fastball command, and then everything works off of that.
Your fastball, speaking of the fastball command, is generally around 90 or so miles an hour. And there are a lot of guys who throw harder, and yet you seem to generate, you certainly did that the most recent start, a lot of swings and misses. So address, if you would, Jack, the importance of deception in your game.
Well, so, yeah, everything, I mean, pitching is getting the hitter off your fastball and off balance with timing and stuff like that. So with my ability to throw all my pitches for strikes whenever, and having a good fastball where I can just place it wherever I want to, then that helps me, like, get a lot of swing and misses on it because, you know, they could be expecting an off-speed pitch in that count, but I'm throwing the fastball, and they're just, you know, a tick late on it or a tick early, whatever it is. Yeah, just being able to use my other pitches to help my fastball get a lot of other swings and misses.
Jack Cushing, our guest today before this fourth game of the series, the Aviators hosting Albuquerque tonight. And Jack, to get back to your roots in baseball, prior to even college, when you're an amateur, discuss that and what were some of the things that that helped your passion for the game really develop?
Well, I mean, just back in high school, you're playing with all the your buddies that you grew up with, so just being out there, playing with them, just hanging out with them, spending time with them, and I don't know, just playing the game. It's just it's what I love to do, and then yeah, just going from there, and then being able to progress each level after that, just working hard because I knew it was going to be tough each level, and then I got the opportunity at college, and then wasn't expecting too much going in professionally, and got an opportunity there, and just now it's pedal to the metal and just keep on working hard.
What about your experience at Georgetown?
I enjoyed it a lot, man. Great school. Very, very tough for me. Trying to balance out all academics and then the baseball. Because, you know, during the season, we're traveling, we're playing games four or five days out of the week, and then we're missing some classes. So just it was a great experience to just help me grow as a person because, you know, time management and all that kind of stuff. So it just helped me a lot, and it was a great experience there.
Finally, one or two things you'd like to do outside of playing, maybe in the offseason?
Yeah, during the offseason, I golf a lot. So the past two offseasons, I worked at a golf course down in South Florida. So, I mean, golfing there and then going to the beach, just being outside, fishing, you name it. Got a ranch back in Texas, so whenever I'm there, I go up to the ranch, help my dad out with, you know, whatever he needs there, and just enjoy it out there, just outside. Love it.
Great to have you, Jack. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Jack Cushing, our guest, and we'll be back with the starting lineups next right after this.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamamas cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
Somewhere at a house party, a game of beer pong ends in victory.
You're done, son!
The loser takes another hit of weed and staggers towards the door.
You okay, man?
Dude, I've never even been pulled over.
Yet.
Who asked you? I don't even have a speeding ticket.
Yet.
Come on, it's not that serious.
Yet.
Ooh, ouch, man.
Bad things haven't happened yet. Always drive sober. Paid for by the Nevada Departments of Public Safety and Transportation.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Again, friends, yes, as we continue, we have the starting lineups now. First for the visiting Albuquerque Isotopes. They're managed by Warren Schaefer. They're the Rockies' AAA team. 33-36 is their record overall on the year on a beautiful night here
at Las Vegas Ballpark. Albuquerque leads off in right field tonight with Ryan Vallade. Batting second, the rehabber out of Bonanza High School and the former league MVP, Mr. Chris Bryant. Hitting third in center field, Sam Hilliard. The cleanup man is the first baseman, Carlos Perez. Hitting fifth and catching, Dom Nunez. In the sixth spot, second baseman, Alan Trejo. Hitting seventh, the designated hitter, Scott Schebler. Batting eighth at shortstop, Coco Montes. And hitting ninth at third base for Albuquerque, Brett Boswell. On the mound, righty Riley Smith, who is 2-1 with a 5.59 ERA thus far on the year. Riley Smith, the starting pitcher tonight for Albuquerque. And Smith is out of Lufkin, Texas, 6'1", 207, 27 years old. A lot of time in the Diamondback system. The home team, Las Vegas Aviators, are managed by Fran Reardon. They are Oakland's AAA team. Their record is 39-29. Leading off in center field, the rehabber, Sky Bolt. Another major league rehabber batting second in right field tonight for Las Vegas, Stephen Piscotty. Hitting third at third base will be Vimal Machin. The cleanup man is the designated hitter, Vince Fernandez. Hitting fifth at first base, Jermis Garcia. Batting sixth at second base, Christian Lopes. In the seventh spot is the catcher, Shea Langeliers. Hitting eighth, the left fielder, Mickey McDonald. And batting ninth at shortstop tonight for Las Vegas is Drew Jackson. On the mound, right-hander Cullen with two L's, C-O-L-L-I-N, Wiles, W-I-L-E-S. And Cullen is 4-5 with a 6.43 ERA. His first start against Albuquerque this year. That'll wrap it for the Hash House A Go-Go pregame show. Now we invite you to stay tuned. Exciting Las Vegas Aviator baseball here at Las Vegas Ballpark coming up next against Albuquerque right after this.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
In the front, we'll take out that tree, install a new fence.
You're gonna call 811, right?
Isn't that just for excavators?
No, dude. Calling 811 is for excavators, homeowners, contractors, anyone. Natural gas lines and other utilities can be buried anywhere. Call 811 two working days before any digging project to get all underground lines marked for free.
Thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, dude. Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
O'Reilly.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro refrigerant and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate, plus earn double O rewards points with the purchase of select AC Pro refrigerant products. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro refrigerant at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, welcome back. And we're set to start this one now as Colin Wiles is in his second year in AAA. Last year was his first year in the Pacific Coast League when he was still Texas Rangers property. He spent the better part of a full decade in their system, and he was 7-2 at Round Rock with an ERA in the low fours, and he faced Albuquerque on at least one occasion last year while with the Round Rock Express, and this is his first start against them this year. So the Aviators are trying to win for the fifth time in their last six games as they maintain a first-place position entering tonight. This is the 69th game out of the season, and so we're a little less than a halfway point at this point. So Wiles, who is out of Stillwell, Kansas, Blue Valley West High School. The Rangers drafted him 10 years ago, just after the first round, a compensation pick in that 2012 draft. So he thought about going to Vanderbilt, but when they drafted him that high, he said, never mind college, I'm going to sign, and he's not looked back since. Colin Wiles. Now, Ryan Vallade steps in. The game begins with a fly ball to right field. That's routine for Stevens Piscotty. Standing in the sunlight, makes a one-handed catch near his left shoulder. And that's how the game begins. One pitch and one out as Vallade came in at 266. With that fly out, he's now 4 out of 10 in the series. And with one out, here's Chris Bryant. Setting Las Vegas defensively for this fourth game of a six-game series. And it's tote bag night, so a lot of fans came out to get those tote bags, 2,000 of them, and a lot more folks are still coming in and watching the entrances here, and that's a busy time. Here's Chris Bryant, and Chris, he swings to the first pitch also. He pops one to Christian Lopes, who backs up into shallow center, and he makes a one-handed catch. So can Colin Wiles throw a 27-pitch complete game? I wouldn't mortgage the house over it, but he did get two outs on the first two pitches. And the batter is Sam Hilliard. Bryant is still hitless, by the way, Chris Bryant, in this rehab stint. He's 0 for 7 now after that pop-up. Now with two outs, here's big Sam Hilliard. Plate umpire tonight, Aaron Higgins. First base ump, Reed Basner. Third base umpire is Steven Jeschinski. And here is Sam Hilliard, who stands in. He's only been with the team for about a week, a little less. Fastball outside, ball 1-1-0. Last couple of years, Hilliard's been up and down between Albuquerque and the parent Colorado Rockies, riding that shuttle fairly often. Hilliard in four games since joining Albuquerque. He's 4 for 13. It's a 308 average with a home run that he hit last night and four runs batted in. He's 1 out of 6 in this series. Pitches a strike. 1-1 on Hilliard. Big Sam. Can't miss him. He's out of Mansfield, Texas. 6'5", 236 pounds, 28 years old now. He swings and fouls that pitch off to the left out of play. 1-2. Wiles, not unlike our pregame guest tonight, Jack Cushing. Similar styles in a way. Fastballs 90, 91, maybe 92. A couple of different off-speed pitches, breaking balls to complement that. There's a pitch hit down the left field side, slicing fouled into the lower deck. That was a 90-mile-an-hour pitch right there. And the count is a ball and two strikes on Sam Hilliard, big left-handed batter. But Wiles had been scuffling to get his fourth win, but he got it against a tough El Paso lineup in his last start. He pitched 6 very good innings. Curveball bounces in the dirt. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes on Sam Hilliard. Wiles in that game, that was 6 days ago, went 6 innings for the first time since May 12th. And he allowed 3 runs earned on 9 hits, no walks, and 9 strikeouts. And the Aviators supported him well, scoring in double digits. Here now is the 2-2 to Sam Hilliard. Sam hits a bounding ball up the first base side foul. Pitch had some cut on at 86 miles an hour. And it remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. For Colin Wiles, he is averaging about 5.5 innings per start. In 63 innings, he's allowed 82 hits. Walked 15, struck out 41. So generally, he's around the strike zone. And here now is the 2-2 coming to Hilliard. That's outside. Off-speed pitch. Looking like a straight change at 83 miles an hour. It is 3-2 now on Hilliard on deck. A big-time power source for Albuquerque, Carlos Perez. Here now, Hilliard reading Langoliers. Waiting as Hilliard not quite ready to hit. Now he's in there with his purple batting gloves, complementing the purple jerseys that the Albuquerque Isotopes are wearing tonight. Here's the 3-2 now. Good off-speed pitch. Swung on a missed strike three. Same pitch he just threw for ball three, but this time closer to the plate, and he uses it to strike out Hilliard. So Wiles has a nice first inning. He gets the side out with just 9 pitches, and at the end of half an inning of play, it is Albuquerque nothing and Las Vegas against Riley Smith coming up.
At Findlay Toyota, we know how to make things easy. Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell your car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will ensure your vehicle is in tip-top condition and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain your car.
At Findlay Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of 3 PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Welcome back, friends. We're in Las Vegas ballpark. Oh, yeah. And this is the place to be tonight, no doubt. Got a nice crowd. Folks still filing in Friday night. Should be a very big crowd tonight and an even bigger crowd tomorrow. Riley Smith is on the mound for Albuquerque. Smith's made 7 appearances for Albuquerque, 5 of them starts. He is 2-1 with a 5.59 ERA. Those sound like modest numbers, but one of his wins was a complete game shutout. What's that? What's a complete game? Give me my dictionary. I'll look that thing up. Here now is Sky Bolt. And the pitch. Sky swings at a fastball, fouls it back. Strike one. 0-1 on Bolt. Bolt on Major League Rehab. One of 3 people here tonight doing that. 2 for the Aviators. Bolt and Stephen Piscotty, who's on deck. And, of course, Chris Bryant is in left field now for Albuquerque as Riley Smith rocks and deals the 0-1. And Sky takes that breaking ball down low at 77. 1-1. Sky, it's 4-14 if he had everything up for the Aviators, but in this series, he's 3-for-8, including a home run. 1 ball to 1 strike. No score, bottom of the first. Riley Smith. And that pitch is a breaking ball in there for a strike. It's 77 miles an hour. So Bolt seeing a lot of off-speed stuff early on. And the count to him is a ball and 2 strikes. 1-2. Smith, 27 years old, big league time with the Diamondbacks. Born in Lufkin, Texas, January of 1995. Here's the pitch. Bolt swings and misses at that fastball. Well, he saw a series of pitches in the mid-70s, then that 91-mile-an-hour fastball, and he got it by him. So the strikeout of Bolt starts things off for Riley Smith, and the batter is Stephen Piscotty. I'll tell you more about Smith, but first, on the defensive side for Albuquerque this evening, at first base, the former Aviator from last year, Carlos Perez. Alan Trejo at second. Coco Montes is the shortstop. Brett Boswell is at third. Piscotty looks at a strike 0-1. Chris Bryant in left. Sam Hilliard in center, shading toward right center for Piscotty right now. Ryan Vallade in right. He's the only position player in the sunshine right now. Fastball is inside. At 91, 1-1 on Piscotty. Scotty's had back issues, and he's 2 out of 8 in this rehab stint. Former Cardinal, now with Oakland. Here's the pitch now. And Piscotty checks his swing and takes that slider low. 2 balls and a strike. Smith went to Hudson High School in Lufkin, Texas. He was undrafted out of high school in 2013, so he went to San Jacinto College for 2 years, junior college. He put good numbers there. And Piscotty hits a fastball foul to the third base dugout. It is 2-2 over 2 years there, 2013 and 2014. He was a combined 13-4 with an ERA in the mid-2s, averaging better than a strikeout per inning. That was the San Jacinto Gators. He led them to the Junior College World Series in 2015. Pitch is a little low, 3-2 on Piscotty. Smith then was drafted by the Pirates in the 31st round of the 2015 draft, but did not sign. Transferred to LSU for the 2016 season. He had a winning record in his first year there, but his ERA was over 7. Here's the pitch. Scotty hits a dribble up the third baseline, racing in his Boswell. He bare hands and throws, and the throw is late and off target, and it's an infield hit for Stephen Piscotty. 1 on and 1 out. That was essentially a swinging bunt. Boswell did what he could, charging that ball. but it was maybe 3 feet fair and dying on the grass, and he made the off-balance throw late and off target, pulling Perez off the bag toward the home plate side of first. One on, one out for V-Mail Machine. Bottom of the first, no score. Machine at 324, among the league leaders in hitting, three home runs, and among the league leaders in RBIs at 48, also 15 doubles. Here's the pitch. That's a strike. Fastball at 91. It's 0-1. Vimeo is at it again in this series, 5 out of 13. Piscotty at first, one out. And we are in the bottom of the first with no score. Anyway, in 2016, despite an average year at LSU after the transfer, there's a line drive down the right field line. It's fair over a leaping Perez into the corner. Belade goes to chase it. Piscotty's going to third base. He'll be held up on a double by V-Mail Machine, his 16th double of the year. So now, with second and third and one out, the Aviators with an early threat here in the bottom of the first, and the batter's Vince Fernandez. The Smith drafted by the Diamondbacks in the 24th round of the 2016 draft, and he signed with them. Began to climb the proverbial ladder with them of the Hillsboro Hops, which that's near Portland. Kane County Cougars, another A-ball team. He really paid his dues first couple of pro years because he went also with the Visalia Rawhide. He pitched well in all those places. Then the Jackson Generals, and in 2019 reached AAA with Reno. 6-6 with a 4.43 ERA. The pitch is fouled by Fernandez at the plate. Strike one. Those numbers were combined between Reno and Jackson. And the Diamondbacks thought enough of him to put him on the 40-man roster following the 2019 season. Got his big league call up in August of 2020. Made his big league debut August 26th that year against the Rockies. But in six games, as Fernandez swings and misses, and it's 0-2. Smith was 1-0 with a 1.47 ERA in about 18 innings. Last year, Smith made 24 appearances for the Diamondbacks in the big leagues, but he struggled to a 6.01 ERA and averaged about half a strikeout per inning. That's it. Here's the 0-2 on the way. Fernandez hits a fly ball to deep right. Going back is Valle. That one's on its way, and that one is gone. Vince Fernandez, a high, towering, majestic drive out of here for his seventh home run. That's a three-run bomb, and Las Vegas grabs a 3-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning. Vince Fernandez, who has roots in the Rockies organization, hits it out. In fact, Albuquerque radio man Josh Souchon was telling me earlier, here's the pitch. And Garcia takes a strike on one that Warren Schaefer, the Albuquerque manager, knows Fernandez well from the Rockies days for Fernandez. And he said it'd be great if we still had him. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, 0-2. Dermis Garcia. 259, 7 homers and 23 batted in. And the 0-2. Fastball barely missed somewhere. That was close. It's 1-2. Will Smith was outrighted off the Diamondbacks 40-man roster following last year, November of 2021. Then they released him in April of this year. Pitch inside, 2-2. So on May 2nd, Smith signed with the a team in the Atlantic League. It was an independent team. And 1 week later, he signed with the Rockies. And here he is. Pitch misses again. It's gone from 0-2 to 3-2 on Garcia. Not into a minor league deal, so here he is. Garcia with one out, and the base is empty in the bottom of the first. Aviators a quick 3-0 lead, the pitch. Line drive toward left center field. That ball's going to bounce and go to the base of the wall. Over to get it is Hilliard. Garcia going to second base. He'll make it with a stand-up double. Dermis Garcia. He's been pretty streaky. And right now he may be turning things around in his favor. That's his 11th double of the year. well-hit ball. So Bolt struck out, and everything has been a base hit since then. The only non-well-hit ball was the Piscotty dribbler for an infield hit. But Machin hit a line drive double. Fernandez hit a long three-run home run, and Garcia just laced a double to left center to the left of the 380 sign. And the batter's Christian Lopes. So now with runners, a runner at second and one out, Lopes stands in against Riley Smith. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball hit high and deep to right. Going back, Valade looking up. This one's on its way, and this one is gone. Christian Lopes goes deep also. That's his second of the year, RBI 17 and 18. Las Vegas grabs a 5-0 lead over Albuquerque in the bottom of the first inning. Well, the Aviators have already scored more runs here in the first inning with only one out than they scored all of last night. And so now, here's Langoliers. Shea swings and misses at a first pitch breaking ball at 78 miles an hour. Strike one. It is 0-1. Langoliers at 269. A dozen homers and 33 batted in. He hits a pop fly in the shallow center, racing in his Hilliard on the dead run, and he can't get there. The ball plops in there for a base hit. Langoliers. Little Texas League flared. It fell in. One on, one out for Mickey McDonald. Six consecutive hits now for the Aviators. Here is Mickey McDonald. Limited playing time. He was out for quite a while with a shoulder injury. Off first base is Langoliers. He's got a respectable lead over there. The pitch. Mickey takes a strike, 0-1. Third baseman Boswell hanging right by the infield grass. McDonald hitting 242, but he hit 333 last year. Two homers and six batted in. Here's the stretch. The right-hander Smith gets set. Langoliers off first, one out. And the pitch is a sinker in low. One ball and one strike on Mickey McDonald. So funny, Fernandez only had one at bat in the entire series until that home run. He came off the bench. Well, he played yesterday, was 1-for-1, but walked twice and was hit by a pitch. Now he hits a bomb. Pitch is inside. 2-1 on Mickey McDonald. Langoliers has got his second hit of the series in 8 at bats. Here's the stretch in the pitch. McDonald takes it a little low. Ball three. 3-1. By the way, the home run by Lopes, his first at bat in the series. But it kind of figures in a way because he's coming off his best series of the year. He had seven hits in El Paso, including two doubles and a home run, and drove in six and stole a base. Now he homers here. Here's the 3-1. McDonald hits a high foul off to the left out of play. It's 3-2 now. This is also Mickey's first appearance in this series. In the El Paso series, he was 2 out of 7 with a single and a double. But he did walk 3 times, and he scored 4 runs in that series. Here's the 3-2 throw to first. Langoliers scrambles back in there. Well, Mickey getting a chance to play batting in the 8th slot. And playing left field in this game. And on deck is the shortstop, Drew Jackson. The stretch. Langoliers off first. The 3-2 look. Langoliers goes. The pitch is strike three. Throw to second base. He's in there. The throw by Nunez was far to the first base side of second base. And Coco Montes, the shortstop, caught it and tried to make the sweep tag. But Langoliers, you know, we've said it before. Langoliers doesn't just run well for a catcher. Langoliers runs well, period. And so for Shea, that's his third steal without being caught. McDonald out on strikes. Second strikeout for Riley Smith. And now here's the number 9 hitter batting here in the first inning. The right-hander hitting Las Vegas shortstop, Drew Jackson. Kevin Smith being given the night off. The pitch. Fastball in for a strike, 0-1. Matt Dennis, the right-hander, is up in the Albuquerque bullpen. We're just in the first inning. The 0-1 to Jackson. The stretch and the pitch. And he looks at another strike. 0-2 now. For Drew Jackson, he's hitting 252 in 107 at-bats. No homers and 11 batted in. Smith, a backward glance at Langoliers. He's set, and the pitch. Fastball, swung on and missed, strike three. So a weird inning for Smith. He strikes out the side, but sandwiched in between are six straight hits. And the most hits in an inning this year for Las Vegas was seven, so they came within one of that. They do have a very, very nice start for themselves. Here in the first inning, they score five runs on six hits. And no errors, and one man left. And at the end of one, Las Vegas 5, Albuquerque nothing.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General terms.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Hey, we're back again after one. Las Vegas leads Albuquerque 5-0. Colin Wiles has a nice little cushion lead on early. Or in the second inning, he delivers a fastball for a strike to Carlos Perez. And Carlos, of course, big-time power. We've discussed it for a while. He's hitting 250. The pitch is outside. It's 1-1 is the count on Perez. Carlos with 12 homers to lead the team, 37 RBIs, which is second on the team to Wynton Bernard, who is not in the lineup tonight. Here's the 1-1. It's a breaking ball. He dribbled it fouled off the end of his bat. 1-2. Carlos, in this series, is 2-for-12. He does have four RBIs. Solo home run and a three-run double. Dom Nunez on deck. Then Alan Trejo in the top of the second. 5-0 Las Vegas. Colin Wiles throws. Breaking ball lifted to right. Going back is Piscotty, but he has a play. Turns, makes a one-handed catch near his left shoulder. One out for Dom Nunez. Wiles retired the first four. Friends, if you want to catch up on the latest Aviators news, don't miss the Catch at Las Vegas Ballpark with Matt Neverett for recaps of Aviators homestands and a look at upcoming events at Las Vegas Ballpark. Check out the Catch on the Las Vegas Aviators YouTube channel. Matt does such a good job on that, we're going to have him on the air here in a little while. The pitch, it's outside, ball one. 1-0 on Dom Nunez. Nunez, one of three catchers listed in the Albuquerque roster. He's from Elk Grove, California. Big league time with the Rockies last year. Sixth round selection by the Rockies in the 2013 draft. Nunez swings at an off-speed pitch and hits a little trickler foul near the plate. 1-1 is the count on Dom Nunez. Nunez is hitting just 208 in 101 at-bats. Two homers, one in this series. Nine batted in. He hit the home run last night. What a weird deal. Albuquerque only had three hits last night, but they were all home runs, and it was enough to win them the game 4-3. There's a strike. It's one ball and two strikes on Dom Nunez. And the right-handed hitting Albuquerque second baseman Alan Trejo is on deck. Colin Wiles pitching with an overshifted infield behind him. The pitch is a changeup in low. 2-2. It's the same pitch he used to strike out Hilliard in the first pitch, and the first inning, that is. And Nunez laid off. He'll throw that pitch to lefties now and then. Here's the 2-2 to Nunez. Wiles rocks and kicks, and here he comes. Fastball just missed. That was close. 3-2. Maybe outside, maybe low. Not sure. From up here. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Dom Nunez. Wiles, wearing 31, reads his catcher, Langoliers. Now to the motion again, and the payoff. One hopper, right back to Wiles. Jogs toward first, hangs it in the air for Garcia, and there are two outs. A little comebacker, and the batter, Alan Trejo now. Trejo is hitting .229 in 21 games with 4 homers and 16 batted in. Hit a home run here last night. And is 3 out of 12 in this series. Wiles had some good starts early. Then he struggled some for a few starts. He's been trying to regain the form that he had at Round Rock last year. He had a really good year, 7-2 with an ERA in the low fours. But his last start was a very good start against a strong El Paso lineup. 6 innings to get the win. There's a fastball swung on and missed, 1-1, by the right-hitter hitting Alan Trejo, who was from Los Angeles. Rockies drafted him 5 years ago in the 16th round of that 2017 draft. Here is the 1-1. Wiles looks over the tips of his mitt to Langoliers for a sign. And there is an off-speed breaking ball at 80 miles an hour, waved at and missed. Strike two. 1-2 on Trejo. Trejo, right-handed batter, a little bit of an open stance. Langoliers transmits a sign out. Wiles okays this one. The 1-2 now. Breaking ball, grounded to third base, easy play for Machin. He charges, scoops, and throws and gets him. So for Colin Wiles, the first 2 innings have been a matter of 6 up and 6 down and a total of 24 pitches. And at the end of an inning and a half, it is Las Vegas 5 and Albuquerque nothing.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes. So you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander Card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at AviatorsLV.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Friends is Nevada's premier auto lender. America First Credit Union offers low rates, flexible terms, 24/7 account access, unbeatable member service, and more. Before you shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, head to AmericaFirst.com and get pre-approved right away. America First Credit Union, one of the proud sponsors of the Aviators in 2022. All right, Riley Smith, Albuquerque starting pitcher, trying for a recovery inning. He faced everybody in the lineup, all nine, to strike 0-1. And he allowed 6 consecutive hits and 5 runs, including a 3-run home run by Vince Fernandez and a 2-run home run by Christian Lopes. Bolt saw a lot of off-speed stuff, and he just saw another off-speed pitch, and this time he checked his swing at a pitch that was low, 1-1. Bolt was set up by a lot of off-speed pitches when he batted in the first, then Smith threw a fastball by him. at 91 to strike him out. Bottom of the second, 5-0 Las Vegas, the 1-1. Bolt hits a fly ball to deep center field. Hilliard going back. Hilliard at the track. He's at the wall to make the catch. Bolt just missed that one. That was hit just to the right of the 415 side. Oh, Bolt was fooled in the first at bat. Nothing fooled him there. And that ball hit probably 412, 413 feet. But he hit it to the deep part of the yard. Hilliard had just enough room. One out. Here's Stephen Piscotty, who dribbled an infield single up the third base side and scored along with Machin on the Fernandez home run. He swings and misses strike one, 0-1. Piscotty, 3-for-9 if he add it all up. And this rehab stint, here's the pitch on the way. He swings at that fastball, fouls it back. Strike two, 0-2. Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard. We'll get some scores. Get you updated on the major leagues and also what's happening in the Pacific Coast League. Las Vegas enters the night in first place, 2.5 up on Reno in the West. Scotty takes it low, breaking ball. It's 1-2. Eighth inning in Arlington. The Washington Nationals lead the Texas Rangers 2-1. Eighth inning in Chicago. Baltimore 3 to White Sox 1. Seventh inning, Toronto leading at Milwaukee 8-2. The pitch misses, a fastball. It's 2-2 now. Eighth inning in St. Louis. The Cubs lead the Cardinals 3-0. Third inning, Seattle 2, the Angels 0. And in the bottom of the third, Detroit leads the Diamondbacks 4-0. Third inning, Phillies and Padres no score in San Diego. Pitches in the dirt, 3-2. Top of the second in San Francisco, Reds 1, Giants 0. Earlier, the Mets beat the Marlins 5-3. Houston beat the Yankees 3-1. Justin Verlander, the ageless wonder, now 9-3 with a 2.22 ERA. Here's the 3-2. Line drive in a left field, and that's a base hit on one hop in front of Chris Bryant, who tosses it back into Montes. That may be the best swing that we've seen out of Piscotty in this rehab stint. 2-for-2 in this game, and now 4-for-10 in the rehab stint. In Cleveland, the Red Sox won it 6-3. And in 10 innings, Tampa got a 4-3 win over the Pirates. Dodgers on Julio Urias beat Atlanta 4-1. Craig Kimbrell getting a save against one of his old teams. Dodgers finally gave Urias at least a few runs. It's not like they exploded. They gave him 4 runs. It was enough. They won the game 4-1. Pitches ball one, change up to Bimal Machin. So the Dodgers are 19 games over 500, yet Urias has a losing record. He's 5-6, but his 2.48 ERA just tells you the story. He's not getting the run support, but he got the win today. Kansas City beat Oakland 3-1. Zach Greinke got the win. And the Rockies blank Minnesota 1-0. Here's the 1-0. It's Piscotty off first, a short lead. Machin hits a high drive into deep left. Bryant backing up has a play in front of the track to make the catch. And there are two outs. Machin doubled to right in his first at bat and scored on the Vince Fernandez home run. So there are two outs. Piscotty's at first. And here's Vince Fernandez now. And at Oakland game, a 3-1 loss to Kansas City. Jonah Bride batted second and played third, 0-for-4, hitting .229. Stephen Vogt, 0-for-4. Soldenoise, 0-for-3. Pitches ball one to Vince Fernandez. And Nick Allen batted ninth and actually played second base and was 0-for-2 with a walk. Here's the 1-0. On the way to Fernandez. Vince swings through that off-speed pitch. He was at early. 1-1. Irvin got the loss for Oakland. Domingo Acevedo, the ace of the Aviator bullpen last year, hitting in 2/3 scoreless, 3.62 ERA. And Austin Pruitt threw a hitless inning. His ERA 4.73 up there. Here now is the 1-1 stretch. Piscotty off first, held on by Perez. Riley Smith delivers. Good breaking ball. Swung on and missed, 1-2. Albuquerque had Matt Dennis throwing in the first inning when Smith was running into all that trouble, but there's been no need so far in this inning, even though Bolt hit a long drive and Piscotty hit a line drive base hit. But now it's 1-2 on Vince Fernandez. Smith, a chest-high set. He's ready. The pitch. That's up and away, but that fastball straightening up Don Nunez. It is 2-2 on Vince Fernandez. So you're up to date for now. We'll have more updates later on the Hash House Go-Go scoreboard as far as the major leagues are concerned. We'll get the Pacific Coast League also. 2-2. Outfield deep and straight away for the left-hander hitting Fernandez. Infield overshifted way over to the right. There's a ground ball into shallow right. That's where Trejo is. Second baseman picks it up and throws out Fernandez. But because of the shift, Trejo had to go to his right several steps on the outfield grass, but made the play. And the Aviators are put down in the second with no runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left. And at the end of two, Las Vegas 5, Albuquerque nothing.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Las Vegas, it's Chevy Truck Month at Team AA. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a six-step and a bedliner. Make your Colorado brighter with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team AA and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team AA. US 95 and Ann Road. Find new road. Team AA.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Hello again, friends. After two, Las Vegas leads it 5-0 over the Albuquerque Isotope. Colin Wiles, so far so good for him. Six up and six down with one strikeout. A couple of ground outs. 24 pitches, 16 strikes through two innings. Scott Schebler leads off, looks at a fastball inside ball one. It's 1-0. Schebler, the left-handed hitting Albuquerque designated hitter. And he's hitting .246 in 50 games. Six homers, 24 batted in. The pitch. Ball up the first base side. Diving stop by Garcia. From one knee, he fires to Wiles covering, and there is one out. Excellent play by Dermis Garcia. He took an extra base hit away from Schebler with a lunging effort toward the foul line. And he made a good chest-high throw to Wiles, who hustled over there to cover. Terrific play by Dermis Garcia. Schebler robbed. He's one out of eight in the series. And the right-handed hitting Albuquerque shortstop, Coco Montes, steps up. The pitch. Fastball. Strike on the outside corner at 89 miles an hour. And it is 0-1. Montes hitting .261. Seven homers, 24 bat innings. He's got 10 doubles also. And the pitch. Montes grounds it to third. Toward the line to backhand is Machin. Long off-balance throw, and Garcia tried to stretch out and couldn't quite hang on to it. First Albuquerque base runner, and the batter will be Brett Boswell. Ball hit toward the line. Machin picked it up, made the off-balance throw to the right of Garcia. He stretched out and tried to backhand it out of the dirt and couldn't quite hang on. It would have been a terrific play. And because it would have been a terrific play, it's an infield hit for Montes, his second hit in the series in six at-bats. His other hit is a home run. He's 3 out of 3 in steals. Throw to first, and he's back in there. The left-handed hitting third baseman, Brent Boswell, is up now for Albuquerque. Boswell's from Rockwall, Texas. 27 now. Eighth-round pick by the Rockies in 2017. He was hurt and did not play in 2021. Here's the pitch. Fastball foul back. Strike one. 0-1. on Boswell. One on, one out. So Wiles had retired the first seven, and then Demontis hit. Las Vegas leading 5-0 in the top of the third. Boswell in this series, 1 out of 4. Wiles, wearing 31, a native of Kansas, stretches. Off first is Montes. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And that one cuts in high at 85. 1-1 is the count. PCL action. As far as the Hash House of Go-Go scores are concerned, in Sugarland, they've reached the ninth inning. Sugarland leading Tacoma 8-4 now. The pitch. Fastball foul back. It's 1-2 on Boswell. In Salt Lake, they're in the bottom of the eighth. Reno leading Salt Lake 2-1. Again, entering tonight, Reno's in second place, trailing the first place Las Vegas Aviators by 2.5. Third inning, El Paso 5, Sacramento 1. And there's a called third strike. That fastball at 87 had some cut on it, and Boswell is called out on strikes. That's the second strikeout for Wiles. Two down. Montes at first. The batter, Ryan Vallade, who's the leadoff man, and flat out to right on the first pitch of this evening's ball game. 5-0 Las Vegas in the top of the third. Vallade is 4 out of 10 in the series. He does have a home run, which was a grand slam in the series, and he takes ball one. 1-0. One final in the PCL. Oklahoma City Dodgers in first place in the East with the best record in the league. They're now 44-26. They beat Round Rock 4-3 in the fourth game of that series. Throw to first. That drives Montes back to the base. Well, those are your PCL scores for now. Meanwhile, Vallade up there with a 1-0 count. Wiles set and delivers. Fastball foul back. That pitch was in on him. And it's a one ball, one strike count, 89 miles an hour there. Ryan Vallade. He's just 23 from Grapevine, Texas. Went to Stillwater High School. So the Stillwater faces Stillwell, Kansas, and Colin Wiles. The pitch. Breaking ball, a ground ball to short, grabbed by Jackson. He goes to Lopes for the force out on the sliding Coco Montes. Sharply hit two hopper, and Drew Jackson able to stay with it. The inning is over in the Albuquerque third. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. Wiles has retired 9 of 10 thus far. And at the end of 2.5, it is Las Vegas 5 and the Isotopes nothing.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 46769 for 21 and older.
With more total IIHS top safety awards than any other brand to date over the past 5 years and an impressive lineup of available premium features.
Going, going, gone. Home run.
Hyundai just keeps hitting it out of the park. The 2022 Hyundai Santa Fe comes standard with complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty. Only at your Las Vegas area Hyundai dealer. Proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
In a world where dinosaurs roam freely, Carl's Jr. is introducing one of its meatiest menus yet. Now presenting your Jurassic-sized bite. Slow-cooked sliced prime rib and tangy amber barbecue sauce on a burrito or thick burger you can really sink your teeth into. If a raptor doesn't sink its teeth into it first, bite into the new Primal Angus Thick Burger and Primal Breakfast Burrito now at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. See Jurassic World Dominion now in theaters. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Primal Burrito is available during regular breakfast hours. Price and participation may vary. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Thank you. Welcome back. Bottom of the third, a 5-0 lead for the Las Vegas Aviators. Dermis Garcia climbs in, and he hits a high drive in a deep left center. It's way back, and that one is gone. Garcia hits another one, and Las Vegas takes a 6-0 lead in the bottom of the third inning. Garcia entered this series with only 5 home runs this year, although he did hit 30 home run last year in the Yankee organization at Somerset. He had a very long home run in the sixth inning last night off, I believe, a 99-mile-an-hour fastball from Julian Fernandez. And this one didn't go as far, but it counts just as much. There's a strike to Lopes, 0-1. So Garcia hits his 7th home run, his 2nd in as many games. Lopes only had 1 home run, which he hit in El Paso. Now he hit an opposite field home run in his first at bat here. This is his 2nd at bat. He takes a strike and it's 0-2. For the Aviators, who have spent most of the 2022 season last in the league in home runs, are muscling up tonight to this point early on. Pitch is low. 1-2 on Lopes. They got a 3-run home run by Vince Fernandez in the first. The 2-run home run I just mentioned by Lopes, who's up now, in the first. And here in the third, Garcia opening up the inning with a home run to left center. So he's 2-for-2 with a double and a home run. And Lopes takes ball 2. Fastball that missed. It's 2-2 now. So it's 6-0 Las Vegas. The Aviators have 8 hits. Here's the pitch. Lopes hits a high drive to deep left, hooking down the line, and that is a foul ball in the corner. Boy, Christian just missed that one. You hit a ball like that, and somebody in the dugout says, straighten it out. Shea Langeliers waits his turn on deck. Lopes hit 270 in Reno last year. And been struggling to get back to that form. He hadn't shown many signs of being able to get to that form. The first 2 weeks you hit well. And then all of a sudden in the El Paso series, there's a swing and a miss at a high fastball, strike 3. He seemed to find his 2021 groove. Now he has struck out, so he has homered and struck out in this game. 4 strikeouts for Smith. 1 out, and the batter, Shea Langeliers. Shea singled and stole a base in his first at-bat. He takes a strike, and it is 0-1. Shea Langeliers, he knows all about Texas, went to Baylor from Keller, Texas. The pitch, that breaking ball is low. 1 ball and 1 strike to count. Shea's 24 now, Keller High School. Began catching as a sophomore in high school. But he was always hitting, high school, college, everywhere. Pitch is inside, 2 balls and a strike. Now the look, and the 2-1 to Langeliers. Shea fouls that pitch back out of play at 85 miles an hour. 2-2. Langeliers drafted in 2019. The Braves got him in the first round with a 9th overall pick. Climb the ladder from there. Rome, Class A ball. Double A Mississippi, Triple A Gwinnett. There's a liner in the left center, a base hit for Langeliers. Over to cut it off is the center fielder, Hilliard. Langeliers going to second base. Hilliard's throw will not be in time. Hilliard went into a slide to stop the ball. And, boy, Langeliers, we mentioned that he can run. He's already stolen a base. Now he legs out a double to left center field. Hilliard made a good play to race over and slide and stop that ball cleanly. But there aren't a lot of catchers. I don't think you're going to attempt that. And Hilliard's got a good arm. So now, with one on and one out, Langeliers 2-for-2. Here is Mickey McDonald. Mickey struck out looking his first time up. That's 9 hits for Las Vegas. We're in the third inning. Aviators lead 6-0. Mickey rips one foul outside first. sitting on a fastball, 90 miles an hour, pulled it foul. Strike one, no and one. Mickey from the central part of California near the Bay Area, but he spends a lot of his offseason these days in the Chicago area. Langoliers at second, one out. Riley Smith with another pitcher throwing in the Albuquerque bullpen now. Delivers, and that pitch is foul back. 0-2 on Mickey McDonald. Dennis was throwing earlier, and then Dennis is throwing again. Right-hander Matt Dennis, who has not pitched in the series yet. Jason Hart coaching at first for Las Vegas, and manager Fran Reardon down to way third, each man with a helmet on. Langoliers leads off second. Here's an 0-2 to Mickey McDonald now. Curveball swung on and missed strike three. Five strikeouts for Smith through an overhand curve at 78. So now with two outs, here's Drew Jackson, who struck out swinging at a fastball his first time up. Here's the pitch. And Jackson swings at a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, taps it foul behind the plate. Strike one. 0-1 on Drew Jackson. Stanford product Drew Jackson waits on the 0-1 now in the pitch. That's a little inside of that fastball. One ball to one strike. In the inning, Garcia homer to left center to make it a 6-0 game. Lopes out on strikes. Langoliers legged out a double. And McDonald struck out on that curveball. There's a ball and a strike on Drew Jackson. Smith stretches. And the pitch. There's a breaking ball. Swung on and missed. Strike two. 76 miles an hour. 1-2. Outfield is straight away and shallow for Drew Jackson. 1-2 is the count. Langoliers wanders off second. Smith holds the ball behind his back, rotates it a bit, has the sign from Nunez, set at the belt, a look back at Langoliers, and the pitch. Another breaking ball. This is a called third strike. Jackson checked his swing, but the pitch was in the zone, so six strikeouts for Smith. This is such an odd situation. He has struck out the side twice in three innings, but he's trailing big. The Aviators get a run on two hits, no errors, and one left, and after three, the score, Las Vegas 6 and Albuquerque nothing.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
The question I get all the time is, how much do your loans really cost? I mean, are they super expensive?
First of all, if you need a loan for a week, just a few days, a month, whatever, you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. There are no other fees at all, and we do not compound our interest like some of the other online lending scammers.
Okay, I'm with you so far, but how much exactly?
Let's use a $1,000 loan as an example. The interest would cost you $5.50 a day, and if you need the loan for 10 days, the interest cost would be $55.
So a $100 loan for the same 10-day time frame would only cost $5.50 in interest?
Yes, sir, with no other fees at all, just interest for how long you keep the loan out. It's way cheaper than a bounce check, huh?
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations, our contracts are crystal clear, and you always know exactly what you're getting into.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
All right, welcome back. So now we go to the fourth inning. Las Vegas holding a 6-0 lead. Colin Wiles, shutout ball through three. Now we go to the top of the fourth inning. Matt Neverett is alongside us. And so, Colin Wiles facing the 2, 3, and 4 hitters. Here's Chris Bryant out of Bonanza High School. He looks at a strike And it's 0-1. Always a little extra excitement, a little extra buzz when Bryant's around there.
Yeah, always buzz for a major league rehabber, but especially a guy of his caliber, a World Series champion, former number 2 overall pick. Just add in the local aspect, and it adds that much more fun and excitement.
He waves at a breaking ball, and the crowd groans. It is 0-2. Bryant playing left field. Of course, he really made his mark as a third baseman with the Cubs, and he was kind of a rental with the Giants, and now with the Rockies. 0-2, popped out to second his first time up. Wiles with a sign from Langoliers, and he delivers. Bryant takes that one just outside, breaking ball. It's 1-2.
Good miss there by Wiles, who's been ultra efficient tonight. 10 pitch first, 14 pitch second. He needed just 11 pitches to get through a four-batter third inning.
Bryant, collegiately, University of San Diego, waiting on the 1-2 now from Wiles. Fastball up and away at 91. Ball two. 2-2. Didn't mention Bonanza High School. College, All-American. A couple of years. Won the Dick Hauser Trophy and the Golden Spikes Award. Cubs grabbed him. He was the second overall pick in the 2013 draft. And that fastball is swung on and missed. Strike three, 90 miles an hour. So Wiles has three strikeouts. Bryant is 0 for 2 in this one and 0 for 8 with four strikeouts so far in the rehab stint. And with one out, here's Hilliard. Give you an idea about Wiles as Hilliard prepares to hit. The last start he made, he had no walks and 9 strikeouts. Adrian Martinez came close in one of his starts, no walks and 8 strikeouts. But nobody else has done anything really close to that as a starter for Las Vegas as ball went to Hilliard. Jared Koenig, however, had a string there that was very impressive. At one point, in 3 consecutive starts, he walked one man in each start while striking out 9, 10, and then 10 again. Pitch is low 2-0.
And for Wiles, the 9 strikeouts kind of a surprise in that game. His previous high on the year was 5. It's not normally a part of his makeup. He's using it tonight, though, with 3 already.
Here's the 2-0 to Hilliard. Fastball in for a strike. It is 2 balls and 1 strike now on Sam Hilliard. Base is empty, 1 gone, top of the 4th. Outfield deep. Here's the pitch. Hilliard takes it a little bit outside. It took something off the pitch at 85. It is now 3 balls and 1 strike. It looks like Matt Dennis, still throwing out there, might be summoned to pitch in the bottom of this inning. We're in the 4th inning now. The pitch. There's a bounding ball to the left side. Grabbed by Machine. He sets himself and throws and gets the hustling Sam Hilliard by a step. But, you know, you have the shift, and the risk is a ground ball on the other opposite side is going to go through more often than not. Machine happened to be there. Took 2 steps to his right to backhand it. And he had a hurry because Hilliard runs well for a big guy and almost beat it out.
And it's the second play of a similar style for Machine. The first one about 20 feet to the right when Montes hit it down the line on a backhand. Good to see Vimael recover and make a strong throw there for the out.
2 outs. Here's Perez. It is a 5-3 grounder, even though he basically hit it to short. There's a ball inside third by Perez. Down the line, possibly extra bases. McDonald goes to get it, and Carlos is into second base with a double as a throw comes in. And so that's the same place where Carlos hit his double a couple of nights ago that knocked in 3 runs in the 9th inning of that 8-7 Las Vegas victory that ended in that bizarre play with the infield fly rule. So now with 2 outs, here's Nunez.
That's the team-leading 15th double on the air for Perez and climbing up the slugging percentage leaderboard with yet another extra base hit. He's among the top 3 in the league in that category.
Just the second hit off Wiles. He's retired 11 of 13 so far. Here is the pitch to Nunez. And the pitch is a little outside, ball one. The Wiles, no walks at this point, 3 strikeouts. I believe he's only had 1 3-ball count. 1-0. He's at 47 pitches, 30 strikes. 2 outs here in the 4th inning now. Nunez, 2 out of 8 in the series, hitting 206. Here's the 1-0. Fastball foul back at 86. 1 ball and 1 strike is the count now.
And Wiles, veteran right-hander, is able to adapt. He's able to kind of change the way that he attacks certain teams based on a game plan. And you start to see that more when a guy gets into their 6th, 7th, and then the 8th year of pro ball like Wiles.
Here's a 1-1 to Dom Nunez. Wiles uncoils and throws. Fastball down and in at 91. Ball two. 2-1 is the count. Gorgeous evening here. Gentle breeze blowing out to right. Good crowd as we expected. We won't get the number till later on. You hope you'll join us tomorrow. Another 7:05 game. Should be a beautiful Saturday night here. Here's the 2-1. Down and in. Ball three. It is 3-1.
Big crowd. Lot of groups in attendance tonight, including the UNLV Lady Rebels women's basketball team, Mountain West regular season and tournament champions. Catch them on Cox Earview with your truly on the call in the winter. And head coach Lindy LaRocque, she is a true dynamo in the college coaching world throughout the first pitch.
Here's the 3-1 on the way. Nunez takes a strike. It is 3-2. Nunez hit a comebacker to Wiles when he batted in the second on a 3-2 pitch. Perez at second, two down, top of the fourth. 6-0 Las Vegas. Russ Langer here at Las Vegas Ballpark with Matt Neverett. The 3-2. He swings and misses and strikes out. And Wiles keeps on cooking. That's his fourth strikeout. He's thrown 52 pitches in four innings, and 33 of them have been strikes. And he has retired 12 out of 14. No runs, one hit. No errors, one left. And at the end of 3.5, Las Vegas 6, Albuquerque nothing.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Hey, Chuck, first of all, can you tell us what it means to be a direct lender?
You ever see those ads on TV for payday loans from Money Mutual and other companies? You know, they had Montel Williams as their spokesperson.
Oh, I've seen them all the time.
Well, they're what's called a lead generator. Check the disclaimer at the bottom of their website. It'll clearly say, this is not a lender. When you see this, it means they just gather your information and sell it.
Oh, so Dollar Loan Center is a direct lender, and you lend your money.
Yep, literally my money. You deal directly with us and only us. Just be careful out there and read the fine print before you give up your data.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get a signature installment loan up to $5,000 in just minutes. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Bentley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bentley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Alrighty, welcome back again. Along with Matt Neverett, Russ Langer. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning, 6-0 Las Vegas as they're trying to win their third game in four tries against Albuquerque. And they're trying to win for the fifth time in the last six games overall. Well, just as we suspected, Riley Smith, his work for the night is done. Three innings, six runs earned. Total of nine hits. No walks, six strikeouts. And right-hander Matt Dennis making his first appearance in this series. Here's the pitch. Bolt takes inside ball one, top of the order. The rehabbing Sky Bolt, who has struck out and flied out to the wall in center. Ball hit over 400 feet, caught by Hilliard at the wall. Steven Piscotty, and then Vimal Machin. Right-hander Matt Dennis, number 35. Breaking ball, that's a strike. 74-mile-an-hour hook got in there. 1-1. Here's the pitch. That one cuts in low at 90 miles an hour. Two balls in, one strike to count. Dennis is 2-3 with a 9.47 ERA in 13 games. He's made six starts. This is his eighth relief appearance. 38 innings, 66 hits. Both swings and misses, 2-2. So the league is hitting .393 against Matt Dennis. And he's given up nine home runs, and he's hit eight batters, walked 17, struck out 27. But Bolt up there with a two-ball, two-strike count now. And Dennis delivers. Breaking ball inside, ball three, 3-2. Dennis is 6'1", 210, 27 years old from Arlington Heights, Illinois, near Chicago.
Dennis, the new pitcher into the game, also new right fielder into the game. It's Winton Bernard replacing Ryan Vallade, something to keep an eye on.
3-2. Bolt hits a sharp ground ball to the right of second. Grabbed there by Montes, playing there because of the shift. He throws on to first to get his man. And there is one out.
The Bernard insertion into the game is an interesting one. Ryan Vallade, a consensus top 10 prospect in the Rockies organization. Always alarm bells going off when a top prospect gets pulled from the game like that. We'll keep an eye on it and monitor the situation.
Here is Piscotty. He takes outside ball one. One ball and no strikes. Piscotty tonight has an infield single and a swinging single, a line drive single. He's 2-for-2 with a run scored. Here's the pitch. Fastball foul back. One ball and one strike the count on Stephen Piscotty. Ted Wien's trivia. We're going to talk about stolen bases here. Here's the 1-1 coming to Stephen Piscotty. Fastball, a little looper in the right. Piscotty's 3-for-3. Bernard, just into the game, picks it up and gets it back in. And that brings up Bemel Machin, who's doubled and scored and flied out to left. Well, for many years, Davey Lopes of the L.A. Dodgers, no relation to Christian Lopes, whose brother Tim Lopes was with Albuquerque earlier until he broke his hand. But Davey Lopes held a record for the most consecutive stolen bases without getting caught. He had stolen 38 straight. He did it in 1975. But 14 years later, somebody broke that streak. Who was it? The pitch is outside ball one. 1-0, breaking Davey Lopes' record of 38 straight successful steal attempts.
So we're talking late 80s. That's when this record was broken.
We are. 1-0. Machin checks the swing and fouls it back. Didn't mean to swing. It's a ball and a strike.
Don't have a bona fide lockdown answer. A couple of names do come to mind, and not sure why Tim Raines is one that sticks out right away. It's likely not the answer.
Not the right answer, but not a bad guess. Not a bad guess at all. Pitch fouled off to the left out of play. 1-2. On Machin, Vince Fernandez on deck.
Of course, in the mid to late 80s were, as far as by today's standards, one of the heydays of stolen base and activity on the base pass. A ton of guys that could really, really move and did it often.
Which might come back. Who knows? Everything goes in cycles. The pitch is down and in, ball two, 2-2.
Of course, those Cardinals teams in the mid to late 80s, they were running all over everybody.
Yes, they absolutely did. Here's the 2-2 to Vimeo Machin. Dunker into left. Here comes Bryant, and he goes into a slide and makes the backhanded catch. That little liner, and Bryant made the play. So with two outs and Piscotty at first, the batter is Vince Fernandez. Well, you want to forge a guess before we reveal the answer?
I don't think I got this one. I'm on a cold streak with these.
You're going to kick yourself because you just touched on it when you said the Cardinals. Vince Coleman.
That was the next name. That was really the only other name I could think of, but I didn't
That's
think
That's why
that was
I was
right.
trying when you said they stole a lot of bases. Yeah.
You're darn right they did.
There's a ground ball in the right center, a base hit for Fernandez. Rounding second is Piscotty, but he'll stop as Bernard fires it back in. So Fernandez has now hit a three-run home run and grounded out, and there he hits a base hit to keep the inning going for Garcia, who has doubled and homered, and here we are in just the fourth inning. 6-0 Las Vegas. That's the 11th Aviator hit. Yeah, all kinds of base stealers back then. Willie McGee was another one. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, strike one. Ozzie Smith stole a lot of bases.
He was known for the defense, but he did everything well. He's more known for the backflips than anything, but defense secondary.
Pure charisma on the field. Two on, two out, and Dennis delivers. Fastball is a little low at 92. One ball and one strike on Dermis Garcia. Christian Lopes is on deck.
I mean, that number 38 stolen bases in a row, that would be a high season total for a lot of players nowadays. That would be an extraordinary number for a lot of guys.
And look who he's running against back then. Bench and Joe Jerry Grody, that is. There's a looper over the head of Perez in the shallow right for a base hit. Piscotty scores. Fernandez stops at second on a looping RBI single by Garcia. And he needs a triple for the cycle. He's 3-for-3, and Las Vegas tacks on another run to lead 7-0 in the fourth inning. Little dunker, and Perez went back and couldn't quite reach it.
Dermis Garcia getting hot at the right time. Homers in three consecutive games. That's another three-hit game, one shy of his season high of four. And as you mentioned, triple shy of the cycle, second straight night, the Aviators have had a player do that.
Austin Allen was in that category earlier in the series. The pitch, and Lopes hits a base hit to left field. Fernandez scores. Garcia stops at second as Chris Bryant gets it back in. Las Vegas now leads 8-0. Third RBI for Lopes. So there's no doubt that Garcia and Lopes, both of whom have been mired in deep slumps, have really worked themselves out of it. Lopes, for Lopes, it began in El Paso. And really, for Garcia, it began late in the El Paso series, too. You could make that argument. Four hits in the inning and two runs. Langeliers is 2-for-2, and he takes a ball.
I mean, heck, you look at this middle third of the lineup, Fernandez, Garcia, and Lopes in the 4-5-6 spots. Fernandez, 2-for-3 with a three-run home run. Garcia's driven in two. Lopes with three. They've driven in every run tonight.
That pitch is inside, breaking ball. 2-0 on Shea Langeliers, involved in that big deal involving Matt Olson with the Braves. There now, Dennis with a sign from Nunez. Garcia off second, Lopes off first. Fastball, swung on and missed, strike one. He threw it right by him at 92 miles an hour on the 2-0 count. It is now 2-1 on Shea Langeliers. There's a hard ground ball to third, grabbed by Boswell. He fires to second for the force out on the sliding Lopes. That goes 5-4. They get Langeliers out for the first time, but the Aviators score twice against reliever Matt Dennis. Two runs, four hits, no errors, and they leave two on base. At the end of four, the score now, it is Las Vegas 8 and Albuquerque nothing.
Las Vegas, it's Chevy Truck Month at Team AA. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a six step and a bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team AA and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team AA. US 95 and Ann Road. Find new roads. Team AA.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf. Dining.
Outdoor recreation.
Gaming. And fun for the whole family.
All in one convenient location.
Plan your quick escape.
At visitmesquite.com.
We have reached the fifth inning on a gorgeous night at Las Vegas Ballpark. The first place Las Vegas Aviators enter the fifth inning with an 8-0 lead over the Isotopes. Aviators scoring early and often. Colin Wiles, meanwhile, blanking Albuquerque so far on two hits with no walks and four strikeouts. And we move along to the fifth inning. And for your fifth inning play-by-play, here's Matt Neverett.
Thank you much, Russ. The numbers 6, 7, and 8 batters due up for Albuquerque. It's Alan Trejo in from the right side to get it going against Colin Wiles, who misses just off the outside on a fastball, 89 on the radar gun. And we're underway here in an 8-0 ball game. I think he said it best, a beautiful night in a lot of ways. The weather perfect, the atmosphere fun, the offense swinging away, and Wiles dealing so far. So he deals a fastball high, but in the zone for a called strike one to even it up to Trejo. Grounded out to the third baseman Machin to wrap up a 1-2-3 second inning. It was the sixth straight batter that Wiles set down to begin the game. He'll deal out of the full wind and miss outside with the breaking pitch. Spun a curveball away from Trejo as he watched it for a called ball two. Scott Schembler, the designated hitter, awaiting on deck. Coco Montes, the shortstop, will bat third here in the top of the fifth inning. 2-1 offering. Swung on and lined to left field. That'll drop and take one hop before Mickey McDonald picks it up in left field. Trejo with a well-struck ball, his first hit of the night. Just the third hit for Albuquerque overall. It matches their total from the win last night. Remember, they had three hits, all home runs, in a 4-3 victory. They held on late despite the late comeback bid. So Trejo on first base is the first leadoff batter to reach against Colin Wiles this evening. Scott Schembler's going to bat from the left. Designated hitter, grounded out to first. It's Dermis Garcia holding the runner on. Three-man shift on that side of the infield as well as Schembler fouls the first pitch back off the mask of Langoliers. It was an outstanding play by Garcia to rob Schembler of likely extra bases. As home plate umpire Aaron Higgins will step out in front of Langoliers and wipe down home plate. A courtesy between umpire and catcher after the foul ball straight back. But for Garcia in the third inning, a dive to his left towards the baseline to keep the ball in the infield, and Wiles off the mound athletically to record the putout. Schembler came in hitting 246, now down to 245 with the 0-for-1 performance thus far. Outfield's deep, respecting the pop off the bat of the outfielder, serving as the DH this evening. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Langoliers. Count goes even at 1-1. Schembler with 6 bombs, 24 runs batted in on the year, but it's his 5 triples that match his doubles total on the year. Runs well for a big guy. There's 1 steal and 1 attempt in this series, 3-for-3 on the year. Wiles working out of the stretch, a spot he hasn't been in too much this evening. It's been great here in his 13th outing of the year. As Schembler hammers this one to center, playable for Bolt as the center fielder takes a couple of steps into the gap towards left center field and tracks it down for the first out of the fifth. No tag for Alan Trejo, so he'll have to make his way back to first base after singling to lead it off. One out, one on for Coco Montes. Patrick Michael, a.k.a. Coco Montes. Broke up a no-hit attempt for Wiles in the third inning. Rolled the ball down the third baseline. It was a good play and a quick exchange for the third baseman Machin, but his throw was up the line, ruled as an infield base hit when Garcia couldn't field it cleanly on the receiving end. Right-handed batting Montes takes a cutter outside, 86 on the gun from Wiles. Mentioning throughout tonight's broadcast that the last time out for Wiles, likely his best outing of the year, 9 strikeouts over 6 innings against El Paso, who leads all of minor league baseball in hitting. 1-0 pitch is lofted lightly to left field. Heading back is the shortstop. It's Jackson letting it drop as McDonald couldn't field it in front of him. McDonald's throw goes to second even though there's nobody there. Garcia backing up. Trejo's got to stay on the bag. So after all that, just a 90-foot advancement for Trejo from first to second on Montes' second hit of the game. That one plopped over the head into the Bermuda Triangle in left field. It's a really tough spot for a triumvirate of fielders. Machin going straight back. Jackson at an angle. He runs especially well, too. And McDonald coming in. None of them could get it. So there's 2 on with 1 out for Brent Boswell.
Now Jackson did a good job, Matt, of just even getting into the neighborhood. It's such a long way to go, but he came about a stride short.
We saw that so often at the beginning part of the year with Nick Allen. Those are plays that he is especially adept at. I don't even know if Nicky's getting to that one. So here's Boswell at the bottom of the lineup. Left-handed batting third baseman who took a called third strike in the third inning. His only plate appearance thus far. First pitch ripped down the right field line. It's a fair ball as it'll roll into the corner. One run will score as Trejo rounds third. Getting the stop sign at third is Montes. So it'll be an RBI double for Brent Boswell, his seventh two-bagger, 15th RBI. And it's the first tally for Albuquerque, who now trails 8-1. The only blemish on an otherwise sterling outing so far for Colin Wiles. And with one out and a pair of runners in scoring position, this is his first time which he's needed to do some damage control. Boswell with the run scoring two-bagger. That'll bring up Winton Bernard for his first plate appearance of the night. Bernard came in as a defensive replacement for Vallade in the fourth. Right-handed batting outfielder. Wiles dealing to him out of the stretch. Chops one to the first side. Garcia leaps. First baseman makes the grab. No advancement from the runners, and caught between second and third is Montes. Now the runner advances to the plate. The throw from Jackson. The ball is in and out of the glove of Langoliers. Another run scores on another circus play. That one was a high bouncing ball that Dermis Garcia fielded. Ran to first base, not quite sure what Brett Boswell was doing off a second. He was caught in a rundown, and Montes did the smart thing. As soon as the eyes were taken off of him, he had to go for the plate, and the throw just did beat him there, but sliding into the tag and knocking the ball out of the mitt of Langoliers was Montes, who scores to make it 8-2. So Bernard put out, but does get credit for the run batted in. So it's an 8-2 game with two outs and a runner on third base as Chris Bryant stands in from the right. Rehabbing major leaguer takes a fastball up and out from Colin Wiles. So after firing up a bunch of goose eggs, a lot of zeros in the first four innings, Albuquerque on the board here in the top half of the fifth. Two runs on just five hits. Here's the 1-0 pitch. As Bryant takes a changeup, that one finding the outer third at 85 for a called strike. Bryant out of the lineup yesterday, came after he spent about 20 minutes with local media, answered a lot of questions, ranging a lot of topics, was really gracious to do so. He swings and misses here at a cutter fading away from him. The ball and two strikes to Bryant, who grew up playing in the local Piccoli Little League. Media asked him what it's like to be here. He said it's where he hangs out in the offseason, but it's more weird for him to be here this time of year. Normally he's out playing, had been with the Cubs, then the Giants, now the Rockies. He swings and misses at strike three. Wiles bending a breaking ball underneath the bat. Bryant 0 for 3. He's 0 for 9 in the series against the Aviators. However, Albuquerque gets on the board for the first time with two runs scoring on four hits. And two runners left on base. Heading into the bottom of the fifth, halfway home, the Aviators lead the Isotopes 8-2.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Mickey McDonald in to lead things off. Numbers 8, 9, and 1 due up for the Aviators. Matt Nevert joining you from Las Vegas Ballpark. 8-2 with Las Vegas leading Albuquerque here in Game 4 out of 6 First pitch, fastball in for a strike to the left-handed batting McDonald. Second frame of work out of the bullpen for Matt Dennis. The right-hander out of Bradley, who came in the fourth. As he deals outside on another breaking ball. Count goes even to McDonald. Albuquerque on the board with two runs on three hits in the top of the fifth inning. It was a weird sequence for Winton Bernard in his first plate appearance, as McDonald hits this one high but shallow to right. Getting back is the second baseman, Trejo. Calls off the first baseman, Perez, and makes the catch on the outfield grass with two hands stretched out above the head. First ball that McDonald's put in play tonight, although he does move to 0-for-3. There are strikeouts and the infield pop-out. This one to begin the fifth inning. Drew Jackson due up, one out, nobody on, and Jackson factored into the run-scoring ground out for Winton Bernard. Goes as just a three unassisted with an RBI in the scorecard, but definitely more than that as Jackson takes outside from Dennis. It was Brett Boswell on second, Coco Montes on third with one out. A high chopper fielded by Dermis Garcia, who immediately went and touched first base, but kind of the rundown was Boswell between second and third. As Jackson takes a cut but can't connect on a fastball riding inside. Garcia's throw went to the shortstop Jackson, and the throw went over there. Montes broke for home. Jackson's throw to the plate was in time, ever so slightly up the line. Curveball falling through the top of the zone for a called strike two. A ball and two strikes to Jackson, who's 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. And the throw from Jackson in the top of the fifth hit the glove of Langoliers, who applied the tag, but it was the foot of Montes sliding through, knocking the ball away. He was safe. Changeup swung on and missed for strike three. Jackson down on strikes for the third time tonight. Quickly two up and two away here for Dennis as another arm warms behind him in the Albuquerque bullpen. That'll move us back to the top of the lineup as Sky Bolt. Switch hitter is going to do it from the left. Looks like the left-hander Nick Kennedy firing the warm-up tosses down there. One of three lefties in the Isotopes pen. First pitch swing by Bolt. It's a chopper into his own dugout. A foul ball down the first base side. Three batters due up to start the inning. McDonald, Jackson, and Bolt are the only three Aviators without a hit tonight. McDonald now 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. Jackson is K'd thrice. Sky Bolt 0-for-3 as well. Swing and a foul ball goes straight back, clearing the net down the third base side. As the count goes nothing and two to Bolt. A swinging strikeout in the first, a pop out to center in the second, and a ground out to short as the leadoff batter of the fourth inning. Bolt with a three-man shift against him to the right side, stares down Matt Dennis in his second inning of relief. 0-2 changeup fades down and outside for ball one. Good miss, but Bolt was on it. No inclination to swing whatsoever. Colin Wiles has dealt 67 pitches through five innings. No action behind him, so he'll get the sixth. As this 1-2 pitch is fouled out of play on the left field side, clearing the net and the seats. As Bolt. A couple of words for the home plate umpire, Aaron Higgins. And with the ABS, it takes a conversation that normally would have occurred there out of play. Hey, was that a strike? Where would it have missed? A lot of the subjective parts of umpiring now taken away from the home plate official, as this one turns Bolt away at 93. Look out as that one went up by the front shoulder. Two balls, two strikes, two outs to Sky Bolt. Hit the outfield deep against him. Dennis, a chest-high set. The right-hander deals. A 2-2 changeup fades away yet again for a called ball three. So the count full at 3-2. A couple of outs and nobody on for Sky Bolt. The other major league rehabber currently on the Las Vegas roster, Stephen Piscotty, awaits on deck. And if Bolt can bring him up here in the fifth, Piscotty 3-for-3 tonight. Heating up at the dish. Here we go, the payoff pitch. Chopped to the left side. It's the third baseman Boswell in the shift. Throwing low, but it's picked out at first base by Carlos Perez. And the Aviators are down in order for the first time tonight. A pop out, a strikeout, and a ground out. Now we got down in the bottom of the fifth inning. The Aviators still nursing an 8-2 lead. Back with the sixth when we return.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review Journal 7@7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettany, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
So stinky. At Hannah's Organic Honey, business may be sweet, but they need an e-commerce queen bee to lead the hive.
Okay, these jars are going to Jakarta. Oh, wait a minute. Does that say Jackson?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Las Vegas leads Albuquerque 8-2. Back out for the sixth inning is Colin Wilds. 67 pitches. He's allowed 2 runs on 5 hits thus far. The bats have backed him up. As we enter the sixth inning, back on the play-by-play, here's Russ Langer.
Well, thank you, Matt. So now with Las Vegas still up 8-2 now, Wilds trying to go 6 innings in back-to-back starts, something he's not done yet. And trying to go without issuing a walk in back-to-back starts, something that he has not done yet. And very few starters can make that claim, really. Fastball inside, ball one, 1-0. Sam Hilliard, big, powerful left-handed batter, has struck out and grounded out to third. He's the number 3 hitter in the Albuquerque lineup. Carlos Perez next, then Dom Nunez. There's a fly ball to left that's playable for Mickey McDonald. Mickey trots in, looks up, and makes a one-handed catch. One out, and the batter, Carlos Perez.
And this outing, in a lot of ways, reminiscent to Wilds' first start of the year. It was here at Las Vegas Ballpark against Reno. 2 runs in 6 innings, struck out 5, didn't walk anybody. A lot of those numbers are the same as of tonight through 5 1/3.
Yes, very similar. And his best outing, we touched on this a little bit earlier. There is ball one to Perez. His best outing was the start he made here, April 23rd against El Paso. 6 shutout innings, scattered 5 hits, walked 2, struck out 4. But, I mean, how many starting pitchers have gone 6 scoreless against El Paso's lineup? Pitches ball two. 2-0. Perez has flied out, and he's also doubled inside third. He's 1-for-2. Well, Wilds is only at 71 pitches, and he's thrown as many as 101 so far this year. The pitch is a bounding ball foul to the right. It's a 2-1 count on Perez.
When you mentioned El Paso and just how, I don't want to use the word surprising, but just unheralded it has been for someone to deal like Wilds has against them. San Diego's got some legitimate bats in AAA ready to go.
They've got, yes, bats and other things. They've got a lot. That system is very well stocked in many ways. 2-1, high fly ball to shallow right. That's Piscotty's ball. He comes in, looks up, and makes that catch. So 2 lazy fly balls, 1 to left, 1 to right. 2 down for Nunez, who's at a comebacker, and he has struck out. Wilds' longest start is 6 innings, something that he's done 4 times in his dozen starts, including his last one, that El Paso start, 93 pitches, 61 strikes. Right now he's at 73 pitches, 46 strikes. He needs 1 out to finish the 6th inning, and Dom Nunez stands in his way. Here's the pitch. Fastball, high foul outside third. Machin, a long way to go because of the shift, but that ball be back out of play anyway. Strike one. So Vimeo got his wind sprint in right there. 1 strike to count on Dom Nunez.
A lot of times you hear a starting pitcher has to go long. The bullpen's burned out. That's not the case here for Las Vegas. Over the course of this series, they've had just 2 relievers throw more than 20 pitches in an outing. I mean, this is a well-rested bullpen, but Wilds is going to say, hey, we're going to need you from the inning 7, maybe, on.
Yeah, here's the pitch, and that's a tad high. One ball and one strike now.
But with Wiles, you know what you're going to get. He's very dependable, very reliable. He does the same kind of things a lot, but is able to adjust to, according to a game plan. Very similar to Adrian Martinez. Love watching them go back-to-back nights.
Here's the 1-1 on the way. Wiles throws. Curveball. Ooh, good-looking pitch, but he missed. Ball two. 2-1. That was close.
That's one where Langoliers gave him the point with the glove. He said, hey, you missed the strike zone, but that's exactly where the target was.
Yep. Definitely gave him an attaboy. Now, he's set with a 2-1 to Nunez, who's hitting 204, but has made some solid contact in this series, including a home run that he hit last night. The 2-1 now, and that curve's in the dirt again. Ball three. 3-1. Sugarland beat Tacoma 8-4. That's a final. Oklahoma City earlier knocked off Round Rock 4-3 in the Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard. And Reno beat Salt Lake 2-1. So the Aviators do need to win this game to maintain their 2.5-game cushion on second-place Reno. Here's the 3-1 to Nunez. He's taking, and it's a strike. He steered it in there at 83 miles an hour. 3-2.
3-1 slider. That just goes to show you that he's got some real command of that pitch. He is feeling all four of his offerings right now.
This is the second, at the most, third three-ball count Wiles has had tonight. 3-2 pitch. He swings and misses and strikes out, went back to the breaking ball at 82. Nunez kind of waved at it, apparently expecting a different pitch. Five strikeouts for Wiles, and Wiles, unofficially, 79 pitches, 49 strikes. It would appear that he has some gas left in the tank. We'll see. Nothing across for Albuquerque. To the bottom of the sixth we go. Las Vegas 8 and the Isotopes 2.
Snacks, fuel, ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. As expected, our housing market is shifting. With inventory increasing and interest rates rising, our market will stabilize at best. If you're planning on selling your home, I will plan on sooner than later. We have sold over 6,000 homes in the past 27 years and have the number one real estate brand,
the real estate guy,
giving all our sellers a cash advance and doing all repairs to get you top dollar. And for all buyers, our lenders will beat any interest rate from any other mortgage company, giving you, the buyer, a lower payment along with saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. So call the real estate guy today to sell it fast and get the most cash. 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Friends, we move along to the bottom of the sixth inning now with Las Vegas owning an 8-2 lead over Albuquerque. Las Vegas has won two of the first three of this six-game series. The new pitcher, lefty Nick Kennedy. So Matt Dennis went two innings, relief at the start of Riley Smith, allowed two runs earned on four hits, no walks and a strikeout. Nick Kennedy comes in. Russ Langer here with Matt Neverett. He's going to face Piscotty, who's 3-for-3 in this game, this rehab assignment. He sends a fly ball high in the air to deep center. Then Hilliard goes back. He's at the track and jumps up at the wall. He makes the catch. And Hilliard, he's got those big, long strides and all 6'5 of them. He went loping back there to the left of the 415 sign, and he made a nice play. And the interesting part about it is that's the hardest ball Piscotty has hit, yet it's an out. It's 3-for-4.
That one looked like he was ready to go up on the wall, take that one back. I think he wanted it. I think the leap was in the assumption that it was going to carry, but he caught it down by the belt line.
7,720. Good crowd. The Aviators, thank you for your attendance. If you're here at the ballpark, if you're tuning in, we thank you for following along. Beautiful Friday night. Las Vegas, 8 runs, 13 hits, no errors. Albuquerque, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors. Kennedy's pitch is outside. It's 2-0 on Machin. VML 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored. The left-hander Kennedy, 6'1", 200 pounds. He just turned 26 3 days ago from Tampa, Florida. And the pitch misses, and it's 3-0.
He's listed at 6'1", 200. With his background, you would expect him to be bigger. His dad, a former strength coach in the NFL, including a 4 or 5 year stint with the Buccaneers up until the 2019 season.
There's a strike, and it's 3 balls and a strike now. Logan Cozart, the right-hander up in the Albuquerque pen now. All right, one out, base is empty. Kennedy's 3-1 to Machin. B-Mail fouls it back right over our heads up here. Hello. It is 3-2 still. Las Vegas with an 8-2 lead here in the bottom of the sixth.
That one, about as close a foul ball as we've had here in this series. The way that this ballpark is designed, that you really have to have a special spin to get one in the window up here.
You ever bring a mitt into the booth?
Oh, yeah.
Fastball, hard ground ball, diving, stopped by Trejo. The second baseman from one knee, he throws him out. That's a major league highlight reel play by Albuquerque second baseman Alan Trejo. A sharply hit two-hopper. He was on the fringe of the outfield grass, made an all-out backhand lunge and threw him out.
Put an exclamation point next to that one on the scorecard. That was a well-struck ball by Machin, and Trejo taking away a base hit.
Two outs for Vince Fernandez, who's homered, grounded out, and singled. He scored twice and knocked in three. Kennedy, 1-1 in 15 games, an ERA of over 11 in 14 innings of work. The pitch is a strike. It is 0-1. Out of the dugout earlier, I was interviewing Jack Cushing. There was someone had left their glove there. It was a first baseman's glove. Here's the pitch. That's a little low. 1-1. Of course, they're all the first baseman gloves are big, but this one, I mean, you could use this thing in the offseason for lobster trap. It's huge.
I saw whose that was. I was down there with you.
1-1. Fernandez swings through that one. 1-2.
It was Austin Allen's. He's used it in precisely one game this year. It was earlier this week. But he's just another example of a guy trying a new position. We've had Nate Mondu in left field, Dalton Kelly playing first. Austin Allen's been bounced around.
Fernandez tried to hold up on a breaking ball, and he went around strike three. So Kennedy gives up a couple of really well-hit balls, but he's out of the inning in order. And now we have completed six frames. On to the seventh inning. Las Vegas 8, Albuquerque 2.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
In a world where dinosaurs roam freely, Carl's Jr. is introducing one of its meatiest menus yet. Now presenting your Jurassic-sized bite. Slow-cooked sliced prime rib and tangy amber barbecue sauce on a burrito or thick burger you can really sink your teeth into. If a raptor doesn't sink its teeth into it first, bite into the new Primal Angus Thick Burger and Primal Breakfast Burrito now at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. See Jurassic World Dominion now in theaters. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Primal Burrito is available during regular breakfast hours. Price and participation may vary. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Liger here. We are going to the seventh inning with Las Vegas leading 8-2. Tomorrow, it's game five of the six-game series. And then the last game of the series and the last game of the homestand will be Sunday. It'll be the first Sunday night game at Las Vegas Ballpark this season. Colin Wiles, his next pitch is his 80th. Then he threw it for a strike to Alan Trejo, 0-1. So it's 80 pitches, 50 strikes for Wiles into the seventh inning. This is uncharted waters for him in 2022. He's not pitched past the sixth in any of his other games, but he's been economical enough with his pitches they're leaving him in there. Ground ball to short. Jackson has it. Fires a chest-high strike over to Dermis Garcia. Then Trejo rolls out 6-3 to open the Albuquerque seventh, and he's 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. And that brings up Scott Schebler. Tonight, the beach tote bags went out to the first 2,000 fans. And tomorrow, the 7:05 game with Albuquerque, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond. There's going to be a big crowd for that. Believe it. Here is the pitch to Schebler, who's grounded out and flied out. He looks at a fastball a little outside. Scoreboard indicates a 2-0 count on Schebler with Coco Montes on deck. We'll be on tomorrow at 6:50, the pregame show here on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920. Pitch foul back, 2-1. Schebler was robbed by Dermis Garcia when he led off the third with a bullet down the first baseline. And Garcia went into an all-out dive to smother the ball and flip it to Wiles covering for an impressive 3-1 putout. There's a change, tap foul behind the plate. Now the board has it at 1-2, and I believe that's correct. One ball and two strikes on Scott Schebler. Wiles reading Langoliers. Here now is the 1-2 offering to the left-hand hitting Schebler, hitting 244. High drive to deep right, way out but foul, and hooking well back into the Las Vegas nighttime. It stays 1-2. That was another off-speed pitch. Schebler hit it hard but barreled up on it way too soon. Wiles has now gone 6 1/3. He's retired 6 in a row, and Schebler takes a fastball a little inside at 90. The count balances at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Again, the big shift on for the left-hand hitting Schebler. Jackson, Lopes, and Garcia all on the right side of the infield. There's a ball pull fouled outside first again. It's still 2-2, and back to the changeup on Schebler. This date in baseball history in 1947, the Brooklyn Dodgers beat Pittsburgh 4-2, and Jackie Robinson stole home for the first of 19 times in his career. He stole home. Here's another 2-2 from Wiles. It's an off-speed breaking ball. Swung on and missed, strike three. Strikeout number 6 for Wiles. He's retired 7 straight since the Boswell double in the 5th inning. And with 2 outs, here's Montes, 2-for-2 with a couple of singles. This date in 1955, Washington rookie infielder, later a Minnesota icon, Harmon Killebrew hit his first big league home run against the Detroit Tigers. The pitch, high ball one. Killebrew, 573 career home runs, and one of the, just in terms of brute strength, one of the strongest guys to play in that or probably any era. Here's the 1-0 to Montes now. Fastball, it's a strike, 1-1. He came to Las Vegas and visited us over at Cashman Field many years ago. Had a chance to chat and interview with him. And a delightful guy. 1 ball and 1 strike on Montes with Brett Boswell on deck. Wiles set, and here comes the 1-1. That's a drive into shallow right. Here comes Piscotty, but it's going to plop in there for a base hit. And so Montes is 3-for-3. And there's Boswell. Boswell has struck out looking, and he has doubled in a run. 1 out of 2. 6 hits for Albuquerque. You know, Wiles still just at 91 pitches, and he's going to try to get Boswell and complete at least 7 frames here. Boswell, 2 out of 6 in the series. His season average, 245. And the pitch. That's a called strike toward the outside. It's 0-1. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Colin Wiles. Montes, a very modest lead off first. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. That's up and away at 88. It is a ball and a strike. Aviators taking off for a quick trip to Round Rock for the next trip. And the next big promotional night after this homestand will be Friday, July 1st, when the Round Rock Express will be here. It'll be Tom Cruise Top Gun night. Uh-huh. Here's the 1-1 now. That slider missed a little outside, perhaps, at 84 miles an hour. 2-1. The following night, Saturday, July 2nd, will be a fireworks show. And then the fireworks extravaganza on the 3rd of July. That game will start at 6:05, an hour earlier than usual. Here's the 2-1 now. There's a ground ball up the middle. A diving effort by Jackson. He gets a glove on it, but cannot make the play and chases the ball into shallow left center. So Boswell gets his second hit. Montes goes to second base. 2-on, 2-out for Ryan Vallade. Not a very well hit ball, but he hit it in the right spot to keep the inning going. Vallade's spot is now, of course, occupied by Winton Bernard. So Bernard is going to bat now. Vallade was taken out of the game. Bernard hitting .323, 10 homers and 40 batted in. He settles in now with 2-1 and 2 out. Wiles pitch very close to the outside corner, but apparently missed. Ball one. It's 1-0. Bernard led off last night 0 for 5 with 3 strikeouts in a game started by Parker Dunshee. Aaron Brown and Miguel Romero and Adam Kolarik were all used. Here's the 1-0. There's a liner in the right field, and here comes Piscotty to make the catch. And for the first time this year, Colin Wiles completes 7, and that's his 97th pitch, and he's probably finished for the night. Excellent job by Colin Wiles. No runs in the Albuquerque 7, 2 hits, no errors, 2 left. We're at the 7th inning stretch. Las Vegas 8, Albuquerque 2.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Steiner's, the new out-of-stop pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome branded prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hello, my friends. All righty. We now head to the bottom of the 7th inning. A nice crowd here of over 7,700, the biggest crowd so far on this homestand. And the Aviators have an 8-2 lead. They've led the whole way to this point. Anyway, we mentioned the 7:05 game tomorrow and then Sunday. That'll be the end of the homestand. Monday is a day off. But it will be a travel day for the Aviators as they will set sail for Austin, Texas, and they'll take on Round Rock in a brief three-game road trip. Round Rock Express, the Aviators played them 3 times here earlier and then beat them 2 out of 3, and they'll play Round Rock again Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week and then come home. Fastball is a strike from the new pitcher, Logan Cozart, and Adermis Garcia, who's 3-for-3. Garcia needs a triple to hit for the cycle. He is single, doubled, and homered. And he's knocked in 2, and he has scored 2. Fastball inside at 91. One ball and one strike to count on Logan Cozart facing Dermis Garcia. Cozart, 6'2", 215, 29 years old from New Philadelphia, Ohio. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss and a slider. It's now 1-2. Cozart, a returning player, was with Albuquerque last year, Rockies' 21st round pick in the year 2015. Garcia followed by Kristen Lopes. Shea Langeliers all are having multiple hit nights. Here's the 1-2, and that fastball rides up and away at 92. 2-2 on Dermis Garcia. Adrian Martinez will get the start tomorrow in front of, again, what should be a very big crowd here. 7:05 first pitch. Logan Cozart, first appearance in this series, the 2-2. And he goes back to the slider, and Garcia swings and dribbles it fouled off the end of the bat. So, bottom of the seventh. Las Vegas got five in the first, and they just really found their groove right away. They now lead 8-2. Here's the 2-2 to Garcia. Cozart throws. That breaking ball bounces, and it's grabbed out of the dirt by Nunez. They'll put a new ball into play, 3-2. Cozart follows Nick Kennedy, who went one inning. Three up and three down with a strikeout. Starter was Riley Smith, who went three. Matt Dennis went two. Kennedy one. And now Cozart in the seventh. Here's a 3-2 to Dermis Garcia. Cozart kicks and delivers. Fastball, foul back out of play. Three and two. Cozart has no record in 21 games and 9.9 ERA over 20 innings. And Garcia swings and misses a 3-2 slider at 83. So Garcia's retired for the first time. 3-for-4, the batter Kristen Lopes, who has a two-run home run and a run-scoring single in three at-bats. 2-for-3 with three RBIs. Talking about this date in baseball history. This date in 1970, the Reds played their last game at Crosley Field in Cincinnati, beating the Giants 5-4. Pitches a strike to Lopes on one. Yeah, it was right smack dab in the middle of the 1970 season when the Reds opened up Riverfront Stadium, which is since gone now, that great American ballpark in Cincinnati. There's the 0-1 to Lopes. On the way. Fastball, swing and a miss. 0-2. Just one of the umpires at that first game ever at Riverfront who passed some years ago. He had a birthday today by coincidence. Al Barlick. Here's the 0-2 pitch now. That's outside 1-2. He also was one of the umpires for the last game ever at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh. And, among other things, when Jackie Robinson made his major league debut in Brooklyn, April of 1947, Al Barlick was the first base umpire right next to Jackie. Swing and a miss, strike three. Lopes is out of there on strikes. Cozart using that breaking ball quite a bit to get a pair of strikeouts here. And here is Langeliers, who has singled and doubled and hit into a force play. 2-for-3, and he's got a stolen base. Brian Howard throwing in the Las Vegas pen. Here's Langeliers. The look and the pitch. There's that first pitch slider. Swung on a miss. Strike one. Jay with his two hits tonight, 275 the average, a dozen homers to lead the team. And still 33 RBIs. There's a fastball lifted foul to the right. That's out of play. And it's 0-2 on Shea Langeliers. Mickey McDonald would be next. So by all accounts, Wiles' evening is done. 97 pitches over seven innings. And it looks like it'll be Brian Howard in the eighth. Here's the 0-2 to Shea Langeliers. Cozart throws. There's a slider outside and low, backhanded by Nunez. Ball one. 1-2. Cozart shakes off one side. Now set to work on the 1-2. Here comes. Langeliers gets a slider and fouls that ball back. And the count stays. One ball and two strikes. Cozart, Acheca, Nunez throwing a lot of sliders in this inning, but they've been working for him so far. Here's the 1-2 on the way. Another slider, and Langoliers checked up on a swing on the appeal to first base umpire Reed Basner. 2-2. So this seventh inning is slider central. 2-2. We got Garcia with it. He got Lopes with it. Here's the 2-2 to Langoliers on the way. That's a fastball taken high. It is 3-2. David is looking for their 40th win in 2022. It took quite a while to get to 40 wins last year. There's the 3-2 on the way. Langoliers hits a high drive in a deep left center field. That ball is tagged. It's on its way, and it's gone. And Langoliers has hit his 13th home run, and Las Vegas now leads 9-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Shea had gone more than a month without hitting one. He was stuck on 11 for a long time. And then he connected in El Paso, and now he connects here. Langoliers joins Dermis Garcia as one of the Las Vegas hitters who needs a triple for the cycle. Again, Austin Allen did that earlier. Fastball strike in the inside corner to Mickey McDonald. Well, Aviators had four homers in a game. It's the second time they've done it. They did it in a game against Sacramento. And Langoliers, the team leading 13th, and it's 34 RBIs for him. Mickey swings and misses, and it's 0-2. That's Langoliers' first home run at home since April 30th, when he hit two against Tacoma, the pitch down low. 1-2. That was when, if you're with us back in April, he was on a binge. In that Tacoma series alone, he had four home runs. And when El Paso was here to begin that homestand, he hit two against them. Here's the 1-2 now to McDonald. And that pitch up and in. He almost leaned into it. It's 1-2. So now the Aviators, with nine runs on 14 hits and no errors. Albuquerque 2-7-0. And here's a 2-2 pitch to Mickey McDonald, who's 0-3, the pitch. Breaking ball down low. It's 3-2 now. This date in 1974, Kansas City pitcher Steve Busby set down the first nine White Sox hitters. And what that did was, at that time, set an American League record with 33 straight batsmen retired. That's one guy you don't hear about because he would play for a small market team. But if Steve Busby could have stayed healthy, oh, my goodness. The pitch is ball four. I had a chance over the years to visit with a lot of guys who were active in the American League during the early and mid-70s. And nobody wanted to face a healthy Steve Busby. But, you know, it's one of those things. He got hurt. And if they'd had today's technology, he would have had a much longer career. So now, with McDonald drawing a walk and Drew Jackson drew up, Gonzalez, the pitching coach, out there to have a word here with Logan Cozart. We were talking about stolen bases earlier when I was chatting with Matt Never, and we're discussing Davey Lopes and Vince Coleman and the like, Tim Raines. It just so happens that it was on this day in 1979 when Ricky Henderson made his major league debut for Oakland. First game of a doubleheader against Texas. And he had a single and a double in four bats and stole the first base of his career. When you talk about records that are not likely to be broken, Ricky's career record of stolen bases, you got to circle that one in red ink. Here's the pitch to Drew Jackson, and he swings and fouls it back, strike one, 0-1. Jackson has struck out three times. Ricky was here in 2019, made an appearance at the ballpark, working for Oakland. It's nice to see him. Here's the 0-1. Jackson waits, and Cozart delivers. That's in the dirt. That breaking ball is knocked down. Nice save there by Nunez. Nate Greep is throwing in the bullpen now for Albuquerque. As we play in the bottom of the seventh inning, Las Vegas with a 9-2 advantage. Here is the 1-1 to Jackson. He chases a low breaking ball, and it's a ball and two strikes now. This date in 1983, Milwaukee's Don Sutton. Yeah, he did pitch for Milwaukee for a while. Collected his 3,000th career strikeout. He was the eighth pitcher to do that in big league history. Just so happened that they had a loaded house in Milwaukee because they wanted to welcome back Gorman Thomas, who had been traded to Cleveland earlier in the month. And they were playing Cleveland that day. Don Sutton, 3,000 strikeouts. Here's the 2-2 to Drew Jackson. High fly ball to deep right. Going back is Bernard. He's at the track. He's at the fence, and it's gone. His first of the year, Drew Jackson, goes opposite way for home run number one. RBIs 12 and 13. And the Aviators have hit five homers in a game for the first time, and they lead 11-2. That's going to be it for Cozart. We got a pitching change in the bottom of the seventh inning. And we will return after these commercial words.
The on Earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, Union proud.
Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders, as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All righty, welcome back. Well, the Aviators in the bottom of the seventh inning look like they'd be departing pretty quickly because they, with Logan Cozart on the mound, both Dermis Garcia and Christian Lopes having big nights otherwise. I mean, they combined for five hits and two home runs. But he struck out both of them on sliders. Then Langoliers hit it out, and McDonald walked, and then Drew Jackson hit his first home run. So Nate Greep, G-R-I-E-P, comes in to try to get the last out of the seventh inning. The fastball's outside to Sky Bolt, hitless in this game. Struck out, flat out to the wall in center, grounded out, and grounded out again. Greep, 6'2", 210, 28 years old from Portland, Oregon. Fastball's outside at 94, 2-0. So it's 11-2 Aviators now. But they've got 15 hits, and again, for the first time in 2022, they've launched five home runs in one game, and in some cases, not from the most likely sources. Here's the 2-0, and Bolt takes inside 3-0. Jackson is first of the year. Lopes, who hit for reasonable power Reno last year, but hadn't really gotten a hold of too many. Then he hit one in El Paso, and now he hits this one. The pitch is a strike, 3-1. Three balls and a strike on Sky Bolt. been Smith, Dennis, Kennedy, Cozart, and now Greet for an Albuquerque here. Here's the 3-1. And Skye. Skye's one foul to the left out of play. It is 3-2. Bolt climbs back in. And Greep ready in the pitch. He checks his swing, takes it down and in ball four. What's interesting about this is that in the first 6.5 innings of this game, there were no walks issued by anybody. The walk to Mickey McDonald by Cozart with two outs in this inning was the first walk issued by anyone. And now Greep has walked Bolt in the same inning. And here's Piscotty, 3-for-4 with three singles. Two runs scored. Then he hit one over 400 feet at the wall in center, caught by Sam Hilliard near the 415 sign. And he looks at a fastball up and in ball one. 1-0. What a difference a night makes. 14 walks in last night's game. Two in this one. We're in the seventh inning. Greep all set from the stretch. And the 1-0 pitch. Piscotty swings at that fastball, fouls it back. That was a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-1. This date in 1994, Jeff Bagwell of the Astros became the 28th player to hit two home runs in one inning when he hit two homers in the sixth against the Dodgers. He had another homer later in the eighth. 1-1. That was one of the great trades in history. They stole him from the Red Sox. Pitches a swing and a miss. 1-2 on Piscotty. And in 1997, on this date, Randy Johnson tied Steve Carlton's big league record for left-handers with 19 strikeouts against Oakland. He broke Ron Guidry's AL mark for lefties, but like Carlton, Johnson took the loss in his 19-strikeout game. Here is the 1-2 to Stephen Piscotty. Breaking ball low, ball two. It is 2-2. All right. Everything happening here with two outs. The Langoliers homer, the walk to McDonald, the Drew Jackson homer, the pitching change, the walk to Bolt, and it's 2-2 on Piscotty. They're not watching Bolt off first base. Here's the look and the 2-2 on the way. High fouled off to the right, and Perez starts after it, but it's way back onto the roof and beyond. 2-2. Greep with a new ball now, taking his time. Piscotty back in. All set. Bolt way off first, and the 2-2 pitch. He swings at a fastball and tips it into the mitt of the catcher, Dom Nunez, 95 miles an hour. And the inning is over, but Las Vegas adds three on home runs by Langoliers and Drew Jackson following the walk to Mickey McDonald. Three runs, two hits. No errors, one left. We now go to the eighth inning, and the score, it is Las Vegas 11 and Albuquerque 2.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Hey,
Aviators fans. I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Hey, welcome back, friends. Russ Langer here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Brian Howard, just as we suspected, coming in now. And again, the numbers on Colin Wiles, really good. His longest start of the year. Seven innings, he allowed two runs earned on seven hits. No walk, seven strikeout. Long drive to deep left center off the bat of Chris Bryant. That one's way back and it bounces near the 380 sign. Picked up by Bolt, who fires it in. And Chris Bryant gets his first hit of this rehab stint with a long double to left center field. And the fans who've stuck around get to see that as he put a charge into it against Howard. The batter is Sam Hilliard. Brian Howard, 6'9", 210. St. Louis native, lives for much of the offseason these days in Fort Worth, Texas, and he went to TCU. And he's facing Hilliard, who has struck out, grounded out, and flied out. There's a fastball at 91. It's in there for a strike, 0-1. Bryant was a starter. Now he makes his living in the bullpen. It's his 17th appearance. He's 2-1 with an ERA right around 7. And this is an important outing for Bryant, regardless of the score. Here's the 0-1. And that cutter is swung on and tipped into the mitt of Shea Langeliers. It's important because Howard pitched in game one, the game that Las Vegas won 9-5. He relieved starter Jack Cushing, who was our pregame guest tonight. Pitches in there. Strike three called. Hilliard can't believe it. Hangs his head and walks away. One on, one out for Perez. We're in the eighth inning. It's 11-2 in favor of Las Vegas. Howard was razor sharp in the sixth. Got Bryant to fly out. Got Hilliard to ground out and struck out Perez. In the next inning, Nunez singled, then Trejo struck out. Shebler doubled Nunez over to third, but then Boswell struck out. He was one out away from getting out of the inning and throwing two scoreless innings. There's a pop-up back a second. Lopes fading out. Lopes makes the two-handed grab. Bryant holding at second. And Perez is now 1-for-4 with a double. With two outs, here's Dom Nunez. Then the number nine hitter on that night, it was Jonathan Morales, came up. Check that. It was Kyle Holder on that night, batting night, and Howard walked him. That loaded the bases. Then he had two strikes on Ryan Vallade. Then it went to 3-2, and Vallade hit a grand slam, and Brian came out, and Garrett Acton came in, and he and Sam Selman finished it up. The pitch is a liner down the right field line. That is a fair ball, hooking toward the corner. Bryant is going to score, and Nunez has a double as Piscotty gets it back in, and the Las Vegas lead is 11-3 here in the eighth inning. Nunez reached out and just hooked that ball into the corner. So, one run on two hits, and here's Trejo, who's grounded out, single and scored and grounded out. Albuquerque's parent team, the Rockies, struggled last year, and it's been largely much of the same, and that is, of course, a very tough division. Here is the pitch to Trejo. Swing and a miss, strike one. One of the things, and there's a number of things you could point to with regard to the Rockies, they're hoping to get more power specifically from their outfielders. Here's the 0-1 now to Trejo, and he takes that one high, 1-1. Last year, Rocky outfielders combined for 55 home runs, which was 27th in the major leagues. And when you think about playing half their games at Coors, want to do quite a bit better than that. Pitch down and away. That's smothered there by Shea Langeliers. Two balls and a strike on Alan Trejo. Prejo bounced out to short in his last at bat when he faced Wiles opening up the seventh inning. Howard set the 2-1 now, and that's foul. That's a fastball foul back at 92. 2-2 is the count. Right-hander Jordan Sheffield throwing in the Albuquerque pen. Likely will pitch in the bottom of this inning, the eighth inning. Two outs. Nunez at second. Las Vegas owning an 11-3 lead here. Game was seen five Vegas home runs. And so Howard ready now with a 2-2 on the way. And that's up and away with a fastball at 92. 3-2 on Trejo. Trejo only hitting .233, but he's made some solid contact in this series. He's got four hits and 15 at-bats, including a home run last night. And now on a payoff, Howard checks Nunez, comes home. Curveball, low, ball four. Two-out walk extends the inning for Scott Schebler. Light breeze continues to blow out to right. And Schebler stands in. 0-for-3 in this game, 1-for-10 in the series, hitting .242 for the year. Fastball swung on and missed, strike one. One strike on Schebler. Howard set. A look at the runners, and there's another swing and a miss. That was a cut fastball at 87. Two quick strikes on Schebler. Aviators tied with Oklahoma City coming into tonight for the best home record in the league. 23 up and 13 down. They've split 32 games on the road so far. Pitch down and in. It's a ball and two strikes on Schebler. Albuquerque, nothing wrong with their home record. At home, they're 20-13, but they're 10 games under on the road. 13 up and 23 down entering tonight. Two on, two out. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Schebler. Howard uncoils and delivers. Up and in with that fastball. 2-2. As you might expect, the team with the best road record in the PCL is the team with the best record in the PCL, Oklahoma City. 20-13 on the road. El Paso is also over 500 on the road. 20-16. Round Rock's 19-14. The pitch is in there. Strike three called. Schebler is out. He's 0-for-4. Howard pitches the eighth inning, allows a run earned on two hits, no errors, and one left. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Then the score, Las Vegas 11, Albuquerque 3.
Strike three, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with Kavier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
All right, welcome back. We now go to the bottom of the eighth inning, Las Vegas has been in command from the opening bell, scoring five in the first, one in the third, two in the fourth, and three more in the seventh. Albuquerque scored two in the fifth and one in the eighth. Las Vegas leads 11-3. Jordan Sheffield comes in to pitch the eighth for Albuquerque. 5'10" right-hander, 190 pounds, 27 years old. From Tullahoma, Tennessee. Going to face Vimal Machin. Here's the pitch. Fastball up and in at 92. Ball one. 1-2. Grant Holmes throwing in the Las Vegas bullpen now. So it could be just the one inning for Brian Howard. Machin 1-for-4 with a double. He was robbed on a very good play by second baseman Alan Trejo in the sixth inning. A sharp ground ball, and Trejo laid out for it and threw him out. The pitch misses, and it's 2-0. Sheffield is in his 10th game. No record, a 10-2-9 ERA, 7 innings. That's all he's worked so far. Machin swings and misses. It is 2-1. You know, friends, Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com. Pitch is high. 3-1 on B-Mail Machin. So it's been Smith, Dennis, Kennedy, Cozart, Creep, and now Jordan Sheffield for Albuquerque. The 3-1. Machin swings at that fastball and misses it. He got giddy up on that ball at 94 miles an hour. 3-2. Now to payoff. Man, Machin channels again by mid-90s heat, and he fouls it off to the left out of play. 3-2. Machin's six hits in the series so far, with Vince Fernandez on deck and then Dermis Garcia after that. Here's the 3-2 pitch now. That's low. Machin earned that walk with a pretty good at-bat. Here's Fernandez. A single and a three-run home run in four at-bats. The Rockies set up shop in 1993 when the National League expanded with them and the Marlins, at that time the Florida, now the Miami Marlins. And it's an unfortunate situation for them, but the fact is, in their 29 years, the Rockies have never won the National League West. It's the only team in the division not to do so in that period. Fernandez swings and misses. And the count to him is strike one. They've been a wild card entrant to the postseason five times, and they won their only National League pennant in 2007. Played in the World Series that year. Here's the 1-1. Fernandez lifts it foul near the third base dugout. The catcher Nunez hustles over, but the ball lands near the railing, and it's just too far to go for him. 0-2. But then they were promptly swept by the Red Sox that year in four games. World Series. Well, you know, I mentioned how tough that division is, and the Dodgers are the Dodgers. The Giants are coming off a 107-win season. Padres, we've talked about them. Here's the 0-2 now. Fernandez takes it low. 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Machin at first, nobody out. 11-3 Vegas in the eighth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on strikes. Pitch at 87. From Vince is 2-for-5. The batter, Dermis Garcia, who still needs a triple for a cycle tonight. Of course, we've talked about Coors Field and the advantage that hitters have there. The Rockies, because of that, have always hit better at home than on the road. But last year, it was glaring. Their team batting average on the road was .217 last year. Swing and a miss. Strike one. It's a franchise record for the lowest road batting average. In fact, no one ever in baseball had been that low since the White Sox hit .209 on the road in 1972. I mean, we're going back a long ways here. The pitch is inside, 1-1. Garcia, single, double, and a home run. Struck out in his last at-bat against Logan Cozart on a slider. Here's the 1-1 on the way. Garcia hits a hard ground ball to the left field for a base hit. Machin stops at second as Chris Bryant sails the ball back in. Oh, for Darmeis Garcia, he is 4-for-5. This is Garcia's second four-hit game. He had four hits against El Paso April 19th in a game where he doubled and hit two home runs, his only multiple home run game. But with his home run earlier, he's homered in three straight games in this series. Garcia has really found his stroke. Here is Lopes. He's single and homered in four bats, knocked in three. The pitch is high ball one. 1-0. Two on, one out. Bottom of the eighth. And Las Vegas with an 11-3 lead. Lope swings and misses at that breaking ball. One ball and one strike is the count. Sheffield checking sides. Nunez sets up away. Lope swings at that fastball and sends it foul back and out of play. The pitch came in at 94 miles an hour. One and two on Lopes. With his recent surge, Lope has gone from 202 up to 234. Two homers now, 19 batted in, including the one home run tonight. That pitch is outside. Ball two. Two and two. When Albuquerque bats in the ninth inning, and again, it looks like it's going to be Grant Holmes, unless he's just getting some work in out there. It'll be 8, 9, and 1 hitters. Coco Montes, Brent Boswell, and then Winton Bernard. 2-2. Machin at second. Garcia at first. Sheffield, a right-hander, sets and delivers. Lopes hits a ground ball in the right field for another base hit. Machin being held at third as Bernard fires it into the plate and is cut off. So Christian Lopes, a home run to right, a single to left, and now a single to right. That loads up the bases. Walk and two singles load the bases here. That brings up Shea Langeliers. This is the third three-hit game of the year for Lopes. He only had one, interestingly, in his first 41 games. But now he's got two in his last three games. Oh, Christian really picking it up. And then, you know, what a boost that would be to the Aviators. That Lopes, who've been so quiet all year, suddenly come to life, and he's done it in back-to-back series. El Paso, and now here. So here is Langelier. Shea single, doubled, and homered. Bases loaded, one out. He also has a stolen base tonight. He tried to hold up on a fastball, went way around. Strike one. It's 0-1. Infield looking for two. Outfield spread out straight away. And Langeliers awaits the 0-1 now. Big swing at that slider. And he lifted it foul back and out of play. 86 miles an hour. Two strikes on Langeliers. The damage tonight on the Aviator side has been really well spread out. The only hitless member of the lineup, Sky Bolt. But He's reached everybody has reached. The pitch is in the dirt, blocked by Nunez. 1-2. Piscotty, three hits. Machin, a double, a walk, and a run scored. Fernandez, a home run and a single. Garcia, single, double, and a home run. Lopes, two singles and a home run. Langeliers, a single, double, and a home run, and he's up now. Nicky McDonald also doesn't have a hit. He walked and scored on the home run by Drew Jackson. And, of course, Jackson has the home run. The pitch is inside. 2-2 on Shea Langeliers. You know, one of the things that's commonly said about this team, the Aviators in first place, and it seems like when they are successful, it's somebody different every single time. Here's the 2-2 on the way to Langeliers. Up and away, 3-2. But you can, again, point to a variety of individuals. But absolutely and without question, top of the list is Colin Wiles with his rock-solid seven-inning performance with no walks. Here's the 3-2 to Langoliers. And it swung on a miss. He threw him an 85-mile-an-hour slider that was up. He got a strikeout. So Shea's 3-for-5. Bases remain loaded with two outs. And now Sheffield will go up against Mickey McDonald, who struck out twice, popped out, and walked and scored. All right, here's the look by Jordan Sheffield. The pitch. Mickey looks at a fastball, high ball one. 1-0. J.D. Hammer throwing now in the Albuquerque bullpen. Machin, who walked, is at third. Garcia's at second. Lopes at first. Each of them on by way of a base hit. The Aviators with 17 hits tonight, including the five home runs. Here's the 1-0 to McDonald. That's down low. Ball two. 2-0. Mickey batting eighth in this game. Drew Jackson on deck. 2-0. Sheffield plants the right foot of the rubber, looks in. Nunez sets up the pitch. That's down low. It's 3-0 on Mickey McDonald. He's a pitch away from walking in a run. Three balls and no strikes. Mickey pumps the wood around. Sheffield all the while reading Dom Nunez. Bases loaded, two outs. The 3-0 pitch. High. Ball four. He walked in the run. Mickey gets the inexpensive RBI. Machin scores the run. Garcia goes to third. Lopes goes to second. Las Vegas lead is now 12-3. And the batter, Drew Jackson, who struck out in his first three at-bats, then got a pitch out away from him against Logan Cosart, went right with it, and hit a two-run home run, his first of the year. Well, that's going to be it. J.D. Hammer is going to come in and relieve Jordan Sheffield, as Warren Schaefer is going to make that move right now. So there's a break in the action. Bottom of the eighth, Las Vegas leads 12-3. We'll be right back after this.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. As expected, our housing market is shifting. With inventory increasing and interest rates rising, our market will stabilize at best. If you're planning on selling your home, I will plan on sooner than later. We have sold over 6,000 homes in the past 27 years and have the number one real estate brand,
the real estate guy,
giving all our sellers a cash advance and doing all repairs to get you top dollar. And for all buyers, our lenders will beat any interest rate from any other mortgage company, giving you, the buyer, a lower payment along with saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. So call the real estate guy today to sell it fast and get the most cash. 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
All right, welcome back. Well, Jordan Sheffield came with an in-out to finish in the inning, but he's going to be pulled now after giving up a run on a bases-loaded walk. And now J.D. Hammer, making his second appearance in the series, becomes the seventh Albuquerque pitcher. Bottom of the eighth, bases loaded, two outs for Las Vegas, and the Aviators lead 12-3. Jackson takes high ball one, 1-0. J.D. Hammer. This is the fourth plate appearance for Drew Jackson with the bases loaded. He's walked in three of those four. He waves at a breaking ball. It's now 1-1 on Drew Jackson. J.D. Hammer, 6'3", 202. He will be 28 on the 12th of July. He's from Fort Collins. He was in the Phillies organization last year at AAA Lehigh Valley. There's a fly ball to right. Bernard waiting. He barely had to move to put that one away. And Hammer comes in and completes the inning. In the Aviator eighth, they collect one run on two hits, no errors, and three men left on base. We now go to the ninth inning. Last call for Albuquerque. Las Vegas leads it 12-3.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/flexpay.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome branded prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers. Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
If you're not sleeping great, I'm not happy. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. And our huge 4th of July sale will help you get great sleep and save money doing it. Save up to $500 on an amazing purple mattress sleep system. If that isn't enough, you can get up to a $300 free instant gift. And if that still isn't enough, get 15% off all purple accessories. Quick delivery and easy financing, too. So get great sleep and make me happy. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
All right. Well, I guess that's the theme right now for the Aviators. All right. They lead 12-3 into the ninth inning. Brian Howard went one inning. A relief for starter Colin Wiles. A lot of run earned on two hits. A walk and two strikeouts. And now Grant Holmes comes in to try to get the last three outs. Sink your teeth into the new Primal Cravings menu at Beyond Raptor at Carl's Jr. Awaken your primal cravings with a new primal menu. Prime rib or the Beyond Raptor burger. Meals so epic you might want to roar outside the store. Pitch up and in, ball one, 1-0. Montes, the leadoff man. In this inning, he's batting eighth in the order. He's 3-for-3, three singles and a run scored. Boswell on deck, and then Winton Bernard. Here's the pitch. High drive into straightaway center and deep. Bolt going back. Bolt is at the track. Bolt is going to let the ball bounce off the wall. Now he has to go chase it, and the ball is all the way into right center. So Montes is being sent in. Now he's being held up by Schaefer as the throw comes in. It is a triple for Montes, who is 4-for-4. We really got a hole of one, and it was near the 4-15 sign. And Bolt, who is a very good outfielder, went back and looked to see how close he was. Then the ball hit near the base of the wall, near the 4-15 sign. So in most ballparks in this league, not all of them, not Tacoma and maybe not Sugarland, that's a home run. But that's a triple off the wall, as it took a crazy bounce. Then Bolt, who had gone all the way back there, he had to run and chase the ball. So it's a triple. There's a strike to Boswell, 0-1. Boswell has struck out, double and a run and single, 2-for-3. It's 10 hits for Albuquerque now. Holmes is 6'1", 225. He's from Myrtle Beach, was Dodger property and traded over to the Oakland A's. There's a hard curveball. They had check on the check swing, and third base umpire Steven Jashinski says nope, he did not swing. It is 1-1 on Boswell. So a four-hit game for Coco Montes. And now Holmes with a 1-1 to Brett Boswell. Fastball, that's strike two. His bat went way around, and Steven Jasinski on the appeal agrees. The fastball was up and in, but it's a strike. 1-2. 12 runs, 17 hits, and no errors for Las Vegas. Albuquerque, 3 runs, 10 hits, no errors. Here's the 1-2 to Boswell. Curveball, did he go that time? Yep, he did. Strike three. Boswell didn't like that at all. He's staring down there at Jasinski, looking daggers at him. That strikeout leaves Montes at third with one out now. Then brings up Winton Bernard, who is finishing up in right field for Ryan Vallade. Vallade only had 3 at-bats. Grounded out and drove in a run. Bernard flied out to right in the 7th inning. He's having the best overall year by anyone in Albuquerque. Ground ball to third. Machin has it. He'll go to first base for the out. They gladly give up the run, although gladly might be overstating it a tad, but they will give up the run and sacrifice that for the second out because now they need one out to win it. Albuquerque will now send L.J. Hatch up to pinch hit for Chris Bryant. Here's the announcement. No matter what else L.J. Hatch can ever say, he once pinch hit for Chris Bryant. The pitch is ball one. Bryant ends the night 1-for-4 in this rehab game. He doubled opening up the 8th against Brian Howard and scored in a double by Dom Nunez. Hatch standing in the pitch. There's a ground ball to third. Right there's Machin. He zeroes in on Garcia and fires over there, and the game is over. Las Vegas has beaten Albuquerque 3 out of 4, and they've won 5 out of 6 overall, and they maintain first place by 2.5 over Reno. I'll be back with the totals after this.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
Any sports fan knows defense wins championships. Your championship is your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your best defense is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive, which is like having a goalie, a 7-foot shot-blocking specialist, and a linebacker all wrapped into one. Which, to circle back, means you're going to win the championship. Because, you know, defense.
Forest Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Las Vegas, it's Chevy Truck Month at Team Chevrolet. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a six step and a bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team Chevrolet and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team Chevrolet, US 95 and Ann Road. Find new road. Team Chevrolet.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, welcome back. All righty. The totals on tonight's Las Vegas victory. The Aviators reached the 40 victory plateau with this win tonight with a total of 12 runs on 17 hits, no errors, 9 left on base. For Albuquerque, they are now 33-37 this year. They get 4 runs on 10 hits and no errors, leaving 6 on base. The winning pitcher, a well-deserved victory for Colin Wiles, back-to-back victories. On the road in El Paso and here against Albuquerque, this was his longest outing of the year, 7 innings, and without issuing a walk for 2 consecutive outings. So now Wiles has gone at least 13 straight innings without giving up a walk, and during that stretch, not only is it 0 walks, but it's 16 strikeouts. And so he gets the win to go to 5-5, and the loss to starter Riley Smith, who is 2-2. Vince Fernandez and Christian Lopes and Dermis Garcia and Shea Langeliers and Drew Jackson all homered for Las Vegas. For Jackson, his first of the year. And Albuquerque went without a home run in this one. 7,720 paid to see it. We'll get you the time in a moment, but first we'll take a timeout and come back with some scores on the Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard in the Pacific Coast League and the Major Leagues right after this.
Honey, Neighborhood Watch just called. They said they caught you hiding in the bushes again.
But I saw Joni and Steve leaving.
Not this again.
How do they afford that bougie golf club membership?
Listen, I talked to Steve, and he said they found a way to supplement their income.
I knew it. I must get back to my bush to find out.
No. Now just sit down. I found out that they invest at Ignite Funding.
That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you know what? I talked to them, and we can get passive income in collateralized real estate investments.
Whoa. Hold on. Our investments are collateralized?
Yep, and I already invested. So how do you feel about a trip to Bora Bora?
Ignite Funding. Short-term investments for long-time investors. To learn more, visit ignitefunding.com or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
Nitro Circus is back with an all-new tour coming to the Las Vegas ballpark on the 4th of July. Fueled by new athletes, new tricks, and the craziest contraptions, the Good, the Bad, and Rad Tour, presented by A-Shock, marries the sketchy, scary, and cringeworthy dangers of big air action sports. All to the hilarious comedy of Nitro's lunatic daredevils who risk their lives to send it.
Las Vegas.
It's going down at the Las Vegas ballpark on the 4th of July. Tickets as low as $29 are on sale now at NitroCircus.com.
Got big plans for the 4th? Get out of town? Hit the lake? Barbecue with friends? All great, all fun. But can you save $800 doing any of them? Probably not. But if you come to the huge Best Mattress 4th of July sale, you can. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Save up to $800 on Sealy, Serta, and Beautyrest. Plus, get up to a $300 free gift on select mattresses. Quick delivery and easy financing, too. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
Alrighty, welcome on back. Well, tonight's time of game, 2 hours, 46 minutes. For the Aviators to win it tomorrow night, they'll send Adrian Martinez to the mound to try to make it 4 wins in 5 games over Albuquerque, and they will be trying to get 7 wins in the last 8 overall. On the Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard, one game still going on in the PCL. It's in Sacramento, where the Rivercats are staging a nice comeback against the high-powered El Paso team. Rivercats were down 6-1 early, and they rallied back to tie that game 8-8 with El Paso batting in the top of the 9th inning right now. So that's the only game still underway in the Pacific Coast League. Everything else is final. It was Sugarland earlier today defeating Tacoma by a score of 8-4. First place Oklahoma City Dodgers in the Eastern Division beat Round Rock at home. That was a 4-3 win in Oklahoma City. Reno held on and edged Salt Lake 2-1. So again, Las Vegas is in first place in the PCL West. Reno keeps pace with them with that win in Salt Lake, so they're still 2.5 back of the Aviators in the Pacific Coast League's Western Division. Meanwhile, as far as the major leagues are concerned, there are a couple of games still going. In Anaheim, they're in the eighth inning. Seattle leads the Angels 4-3. In San Francisco, they're in the ninth inning. And the Reds lead the Giants 4-2. Earlier, the Mets beat the Marlins 5-3. Houston down the Yankees in New York 3-1. Red Sox beat Cleveland 6-3 in 10 innings. Tampa edged Pittsburgh 4-3. The Dodgers were 4-1 winners in Atlanta. Washington defeated the Texas Rangers 2-1. Kansas City over Oakland 3-1 the final there. Rockies shut out the Twins 1-0. Baltimore beat the White Sox on one hit 4-1. And Toronto beat the Milwaukee Brewers 9-4. Cubs shut out the Cardinals 3-0. And it was Detroit 5, the Diamondbacks 1 in Phoenix. And in San Diego, the Padres pushed across one run and made it stand up as they beat the visiting Phillies by a score of 1-0. So we will take a break and come back. And by the way, it was Taylor Rogers who got the save in that game. He's got 22 saves now on the year. We'll break and come back with a final word from Las Vegas Ballpark next, right after this.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, three goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's two things. A hat trick is three. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as two goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like four goals, and that's more than three. It's basic math.
Forest Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Carla's retiring early next month. We're all going to have to learn to pick up a slack.
The dessert-making role at Sawyer's Restaurant, deserted.
Tom, if you can handle beignets.
They need a new pastry chef who can souffle like it's a piece of cake.
Come on, guys, we got a line out the door. How much longer for those croissants?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Nitro Circus is back with an all-new tour coming to the Las Vegas Ballpark on the 4th of July. Fueled by new athletes, new tricks, and the craziest contraptions, the Good, the Bad, and Rad Tour, presented by A-Shock, marries the sketchy, scary, and cringeworthy dangers of big air action sports. All to the hilarious comedy of Nitro's lunatic daredevils who risk their lives to send it.
Las Vegas.
It's going down at the Las Vegas Ballpark on the 4th of July. Tickets as low as $29 are on sale now at NitroCircus.com.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite.
Welcome to golf.
Dining.
Outdoor recreation.
Gaming. And fun for the whole family.
All in one convenient location.
Plan your quick escape.
At visitmesquite.com.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas Ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
You know, I've heard the local small business community just loves the DLC. Why is that, Chuck?
Look, small businesses have one goal. That's to get new customers and keep current customers. But sometimes their customers are short on money. That's where we come in. Vets, doctors, dentists, apartment complexes, auto repair shops. Really, any small business that sells anything can send their customers to us.
And you hook their customers up with the cash they need. Brilliant. No wonder they send their customers to Dollar Loan Center.
We're also the perfect place to send your employees when they hit you up for an advance on their paycheck or a loan. We're going to treat your staff like family and eliminate that awkwardness of you having to say no.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes, even if you don't have a checking account. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Hello again, friends. Welcome on back. Well, tomorrow we will have the fifth game of this six-game series, and in fact, the six-game homestand. And the first pitch will be at 7:05. The Las Vegas Aviators will be trying for their fourth win in five games in this series, and the Albuquerque team will be trying for their second victory in the series. And it will be Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night tomorrow for the 7:05 game, 6:50 pregame on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920. We hope you'll join us. Adrian Martinez, coming off a good game in El Paso. He is 4-3, will pitch for Las Vegas, a 5.28 ERA. And the Aviators will get their first look at Albuquerque right-hander Brandon Gold, who is 4-2 with a 4.73 ERA. Gold is from Atlanta, was with Albuquerque for last year, and is a 27-year-old right-hander who was drafted by the Rockies in the 12th round back in 2016. Well, that's the matchup tomorrow. It's a good matchup of those two right-handers having respectable years. And we hope you'll see us. You should have a very, very good crowd. Tonight, we had over 7,700 and expect an even bigger crowd possibly tomorrow for that one on a Saturday where the weather should be very nice indeed. Want to thank Joe, our studio producer, for his outstanding help getting this broadcast going. And thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in tonight. Hope you enjoyed it, friends. In the meantime, until tomorrow night, for Matt Neverett, this is Russ Langer wishing you all a very fine evening from Las Vegas Ballpark, where tonight the Las Vegas Aviators defeated Albuquerque 12-4. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
And say, well, he was facing bigger competition to get these stats, so maybe they're deflated. So that's even more reason to expect, you know, Kelleher could pull off a decision there. But you're right. Don't want to take a formal position. I'm just going to say it's going to go the over.
Talking with Reed Kuhn again. Follow him on Twitter as I do, at Fightnomics. Let's talk about Javion Paiva against Sergei Morozov here. And Julian right now is plus $1.35 for the dog and Paiva. Morozov, I'm seeing about minus $1.55 here. Is Paiva a live dog from what the numbers show?
No, I think Morozov, again, limited sample size. He's another one of the many fighters on this card where they're kind of brand new to even being able to look at the stats. But so far has looked pretty good. Both guys have been knocked down multiple times. Paiva, though, has the much worse